broadcasting live from the Don and Mike Building, 3FM, 106.7 WJFK,
Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
If I hear "oh" one more time after you missed the shot, I mean, you're going to say "oh" going up and down those stairs until you can't damn stand up. Now, is there anything about that you don't understand? All right, then we're going to really enjoy listening to you say "oh, oh, 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 oh." I mean, to the point where you can't damn get it out of your mouth anymore.
Coming up, sex, sluts, and ecstasy.
Just people.
Hello.
Hello. Khánh, đây là Khánh, nhận được cuốn sách của Điền Lê Na ở Don May, Don Vitamin New Year đó Khánh.
Okay. Okay. This gentleman was the one who won your tip on Don and Mike, Vietnamese New Year show. You want to say hello to Don and Mike?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Okay.
And I hope you enjoy the tape.
Okay. Yeah, I guess he just want to call and thank you for the tip, and he will enjoy your show on WJFK.
Just people.
You know, when I went to school, there were men's residences, there were women's residences, and there was one co-ed dorm. But it is now the norm on most college campuses across this country that dormitories are co-educational, except in one state. There's one
Don
state that bans...
McTree!
Okay.
Oh,
there is one... I have no idea what he said. Anyway, there's one campus where there are co-educational facilities.
Then, evidence of roach contamination, mice excrement, fallen tiles.
Those are the things that scare us.
Fox 5's hidden cameras, exposed health violations in school cafeterias.
I was at a loss for words.
Could your child's school be serving up filth?
Ken Beatrice, WMAL.
There's not much talking you can do today, just a lot of tight sphincters. A lot of tight sphincters in the Houston area today.
You know? What the f***, Sal? Hey, what are you doing?
Nothing. I was here. It's a joke.
You're a f***ing
watch it, buddy. You f***ing watch it, cupcake. Guys, come on. It's okay.
You think so?
Sal, please. It's a f***ing joke.
Right. Sure. Say hi to your wife.
I'm serious.
Yeah. Sal, please. Don't say nothing, Sal.
Just people.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Wildcard caller in Virginia. Welcome to Coast, you're on with my guest, Dr. David. Go ahead.
I'm George.
Yes, sir.
I got to hand it to you for being able to follow part of this conversation. Some of this is just going right through me, over my head. I have a question about time travel.
Okay.
And that, let's say your guest and I, he and I both got in the same time machine. We went into the past by, say, 6 weeks. Met ourselves, grabbed a hold of ourselves, brought ourselves forward into the future. Now, all four of us are standing right here, right now. Since we are right here, right now, would the four of us still be able to listen to the Don and Mike Show?
Well, if you do that, you grab yourself and...
Thank you.
Now, there's a time traveler who left his brain behind.
Well, you're shaking yourself. Oh, oops, my phone fell off.
There you go.
Hi, everybody. Time travel.
Boy, am I in love.
Well, maybe on his strongest effort.
That was the guys that he called.
Oh, he was flawless.
The guys he called were pretty good. Well, I think he left his brain in the future. He's burping.
He's a funny one.
Here comes your favorite part. We can start the show here.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6 and 1 and 5 or
out of Sacramento, noon to 4.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, don't hate me for feeling all light rocky today. I just wanted to pick a song that everyone in the office could agree on.
That's right. Even the boss?
Even Gillespie.
Good song, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Good choice. Lovely. I love this. What a Fool Believes, my anthem.
I like the Dubious Brothers. This is not the most up-tempo tune in the world, though.
What is your, hey, Don?
Yeah.
What is your favorite Doobie song? Do you have a favorite Doobies song?
Well, of course, Jesus is just all right with me.
I'm a fan of Taking It to the Streets myself. Yeah. Yeah. Let's not throw any water on that black water either. That's a good song.
Let me see. Oh, boy.
Keep on.
The rest of this CD sure do suck.
Let's not forget, listen to the music. Their anthem, you know, my God. That's
a long train running pretty good.
It's wonderful, yeah. Okay.
Kind of Grove.
Whoa.
No, I'm not looking at the Doobie Brothers' greatest hits. This is one of our scratched together things that's got all forms of crap on it.
You know, what jackass made that CD?
I don't know. What jackass said to the jackass, hey, why don't you put these jackass songs on the CD? Because you never know when we're going to need Here Comes That Rainy Day Feeling Again. Or
The Fortunes.
Bits and Pieces by the Dave Clark Five. Or Dreams by the Cranberries.
A lot of jackassery went into that.
I like Dreams by the Cranberries.
Cranberries are good.
Cranberries bounce.
Makes me think of the old sod when I hear that.
Shake Your Body Down to the Ground.
That's a wonderful song.
The Jackson.
By the Kid Toucher.
Well, Stance, Let's Shout.
Oh, the whole CD comes out?
Yeah.
Let's start fresh.
Just give me a second.
This won't take long.
I know. Just give me one second.
It's a good thing we haven't started the show yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, this would count against us.
Well, the show has started. The only person who's not on the clock.
Oh, that's right. The song is the show started because you played the song.
The only one who's really not on the clock is Rob. And actually, somehow he's talking without his door having opened.
Well, it's because he's eager today.
Okay, let's see. Here are our choices on this one. On disc number 6. God damn.
Is that a song?
Yes. By Roy Orbison.
Isn't it by Thin Lizzy?
God damn. Okay.
Oh, God damn, Bob.
Okay.
Black Betty.
I got you. Okay. This would be a...
Excuse me.
Got the wild card.
I thought you were going to give us a choice.
We're good to go.
No, it's not. I know when it comes to music, this is a dictatorship. And I can only hope for the best.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, I like Run DMC.
Mary, Mary.
Mary, Mary, why above?
Why are you looking at me like that, Mike?
I can't hide my disappointment.
Mary, Mary.
It's definitely better than What a Fool Believes.
It is definitely better than What a Fool Believes.
It begs a question, though.
Where's the rhythm?
The melody. Plenty of rhythm.
All that scratching is making me itch.
You got any? I don't know if you have it. Do you have any FDAU in there?
Any what?
FDAU.
What's that?
Face down, ass up. Kids love that.
But now. I like that.
That's a veto for Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is fun, though.
Oh, great fun.
Well, I like it when you play music.
This is great fun.
Why?
When you do those, what are those shows that you do?
Should have been there before I started working with you.
Put on another record, Don.
All I did was play
I was, baby,
music.
In my car. I was in my car listening.
Okay.
What will go on the phonograph next?
I'm excited. This could be a totally different genre of music that we could listen to.
Wind up the Victrola.
Okay, here we go.
Here comes another hot piece of wax.
This number 11.
You took your chatty tabs today, didn't you?
Yeah,
Rob ate his vitamins today.
Late night.
We're going to have to discipline. It's obvious. It's obvious. 9 minutes into the show.
Why do you even have Sultans of Swing? I can't think of a song I hate more.
It's the Sultans of Suck.
Sultans of Swing. Do I play too much ELO for anybody at the beginning of the show?
No, never. You can't do that. You can't.
No, and you really don't. I mean, even if we didn't like it, but we love it.
Okay. Well, then, this is how we roll.
The Don and Mike Show.
Fine. Amen. I'm
going to
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Searching.
Just people. ELO spells.
Hello.
Hello.
Not
that it matters to Hill of Beans. But as long as we're getting opinions on this. Let's just see how the Knucklehead Twins check in on this. You okay with this, Yanni?
Love ELO.
How about your retarded brother?
Yeah, he gave me the thumbs up.
Okay.
Tough to find an argument in this conflict.
Unanimous.
Okay. Bye-bye. Hey, bye. Nice fag letters. Bye-bye. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Show's going to go gay, like it hasn't already.
Yeah.
Show's going to go gay. Countdown to gay. How much is left in this song? About 2.5 minutes.
Countdown to gay.
Countdown to gay.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
I already heard from you.
You know what?
What?
This is crap.
I know.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Now the facade.
Just people.
Opening the door.
Ta-da!
He's not been here the whole time.
He's mentally retarded.
Right.
How is? How's your nasty nothing? Tom Gavin said yesterday.
Right. How is your window licker?
Yeah, he's fine. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. New and improved Joker product. And all the ships at sea. Don't blame them. Blame the system.
Yes.
Don Geronimo.
Right.
And Mike O'Mara.
That is a good point.
It's kind of a generic, don't blame us, blame the system.
Right.
Fight the power. Hello, friends.
Hi.
Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Wednesday. 05-10-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, it's not retarded.
Buzz is not retarded. This song is by ELO.
Yes.
Sweet Loving Woman.
Great, great song by ELO.
Slow down. Sweet talking woman. Sweet loving woman. You can call us at 877-365-3636.
You don't hear it. You don't hear it on any other radio station.
You can also call us at 800-636-1067.
It's a nice orchestra.
You can also call us at 202-432-1067. If you're listening in Washington, D.C. on WJFK. Let me see. We're on iTunes.
Yeah.
Go to iTunes and go to Talk Radio. About 100 episodes are up there. We're trying to update that all the time. Also on your computer, on the intranet. Go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live and you'll get the stream, which today is tomatoey and chunky. And one more thing. You can email us anytime.
Please do.
But remember, you'll get a return from Yahoo, so don't be surprised.
Don't be scared.
We went through that yesterday. Email us at DonandMikeWebsite.com. Sweet talking woman.
You did pick one that everybody could agree on in this office.
The great Jeff Lynn and his crazy pubic hair head.
He was the guy that actually used to hold up the signs at sporting events.
Incidentally,
John 3:16.
Right.
Jeff Lynn from ELO.
Yes.
That's how you women should take care of yourselves.
Go wild.
That's what I'm looking for.
Go Jeff Lynn
wild. The interesting thing about Jeff Lynn is not only was he a wonderful musical artist, but he would go to the games, hold up the John 3:16 sign, and then on the weekends he would have a PBS show where he taught people how to paint.
And his hair looks like pubes.
Yes.
And that's the way you really like it.
Oh. Let it all hang out.
I thought that you said the simple triangle, that you really didn't like unkempt. If you're talking about Jeff Lynne hair, you talk about the type of thing where you couldn't even wear a pair of bicycle shorts.
It's Lynne, not Lynde, but...
I thought it was Lynde.
No. It's L-Y-N-N-E.
Like a
girl's name, right. I like a nice big full fro.
It's Paul Lynde.
That's right.
Okay, the show's just become gay. Mark the time, 3:14.
Center square.
3:14 here.
Square, Paul.
12:14 there. Let's get to it, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's just.
I'm feeling goofy today.
Well, that's good.
Let's start the stupid show. Before we get to the gay stuff.
Yeah.
I do not know if you watched American Idol last night.
Yes, I did. I was very disappointed, but. It was not the performances that stood out in my mind.
As I looked, I said, Cilla, sweet Cilla, I know you're a beautiful girl.
Oh.
What the freak have you done? You're beyond new and improved Joker products with that mouth, Cilla.
That was terrifying. I could not believe what she has done to her face. The Botox has not only paralyzed her, but the facelifts have gone awry.
Obviously, Kenny Rogers' doctor has found a second patient. Hello, Priscilla Presley.
Absolutely
yuck,
terrifying to look at her.
Wow.
And how great to see him last night after years of being virtually a member of this show. I'm Tommy Mottola, you one-faced bitch.
Former husband of Mariah Carey, if anybody doesn't know that.
Hey, Mariah, bitch, I made you, I'll break you. Now, put on the Santa suit. Sing the song, but only shoot her from the right side of the face, you one-faced bitch.
Tommy, you produced Mariah's wonderful Christmas song that Don Geronimo enjoys so much. Isn't that true?
You're goddamn right. You know why?
Why?
I'm Tommy Mottola.
Tommy Mottola.
Powerful man.
I love some of those early pictures of Tommy Mottola. Yes. Pictures that we would have known him in that era, wow. You know.
Do I amuse you, Mike?
Yeah, you amuse me a lot. But not as much as the Muppet face of Priscilla Presley, which was scary and a little sad.
That's too bad.
Buzz, I know you don't watch American Idol.
I didn't see it.
I almost gave you a jingle last night. Because
it was terrifying.
I mean, I had seen pictures of Scylla before,
right.
And I know that she had had work done.
It's been getting tighter and tighter.
Why do women do that?
They pull the four turds up.
Why do men do that?
In front of Graceland, okay, your final four.
Right.
Okay, the final four looking, in my opinion, also weaker by the week.
Like they're superheroes. So they get out of the car, and it's Graceland, the place that we were kicked out of Elvis's house, and the door opens, and I mean, you gotta look in the newspaper or do a Google search, you'll find this picture, it's everywhere. She answers the door, and it's like
It was like Mask, like the Mask.
Yeah, no, really. I expected Cher to be standing there next to her going, hi, this is my son. What's that lad's name?
Oh, Rocky Dennis.
Rocky Dennis. That's exactly who Priscilla Presley looks like now, the boy in Mask.
It is really amazing what she's done. Now, the only thing I can say is, what is it? Is it Botox, or is it facelift, or is it a combination of both? It could be either one. She looks as though, from her cheekbones up, that she had no ability to move her face at all.
Let's now, can you just slow down? It takes me like 1 second to push the button. I know that you...
I told you he took his chatty pills today. I know he did.
Oh, you know why he did?
Because he's filled with testosterone.
Oh, yeah, we have a present for Mike.
Where is that picture?
Oh, you got the picture.
Yeah.
Oh, and I got it here somewhere.
Great picture.
Did I bring it in
with me? I think you're going to enjoy it.
Oh, good, good, good.
Would someone see if I left it in the office, please?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Please. Two.
There you go.
Ponderous, man.
That's how Rob's mind works, incidentally, if you're wondering. First love, talking into an open microphone. Second love, talking into a microphone about anything that has to do with Elvis.
Right.
However, the fact that he actually has a photograph of himself with big bosom girls.
Beautiful women.
That make him appear to be a functional sexual being.
Right. Swinging back.
Exactly. That trumps his true love, which is right here in front of us.
Yeah.
The model is, I don't know, but the brand name is Sennheiser. These are the microphones that we're using. These are the microphones that Rob lives for.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The Shure SM7.
It's not a Sennheiser. It's a Shure.
If I get the picture, it's not back there.
Well, you are welcome to
it's vanished? Well, I'm not surprised because it was a stunning picture.
You saw it?
Oh, yeah. It's everything you were hoping for, Mike.
Oh, great. I didn't see it.
We should put it on
the
website.
I wasn't there at the pre-meeting.
Another one is printing
Effing
even as we
traffic.
Speak.
All right. Well, we are printing another one, and we'll put it on the website.
Very good.
It's Rob.
I want to see it now. Let me see it now. I want to see the picture now.
Rob at his bachelorette party last night.
Yeah. Where is it, Rob? I want to see it now. When retarded.
When would you like to see it?
Now.
Rob at his swinging donkey sex show last night at Hooters in Classic Rockville.
Wow.
Anyway, he's got proof that he actually was the host of a bikini contest.
Really?
Yeah. He's got three nice-looking women with huge jugs and
fantastic.
Right in the middle of it, it's him, and he actually has a look on his face that
he's content.
That says, you know, hey, I'm surrounded by breasts.
Good thing.
Yeah, I've only seen him that happy when he's sitting at a table with a plate of chicken and dumplings.
Usually, if it's not in front of his matzo ball soup, the same he's not a happy camper.
So, American Idol last night. It's hard to pick who's going to be out, but I have to think even. With her beautiful body, McPhee
don't say it.
Is out tonight.
I mean, if you base it, which America is supposed to base it on the performance, she had two sucky performances. And I love her. She's my favorite, but she was terrible. She tried to. You think Elliot's going tonight?
It's a bold pick, but I promise you it's Elliot. You're on the
oh, I agree. That I, no, I'm with you. I think it's that bold. I think it's Elliot.
I wish it was, although my hatred for Chris Daugherty. Is that the guy's name now?
Yeah, silver hair.
Daughtry. It now exceeded previous hatred. When they're doing the chat part, Buzz, keep this brief because I know you don't watch the show. So the poodle, Ryan Seacrest, is sitting there, and the rocker comes out before he sings.
The guy we talked about.
And now this is some guy who...
In his two tight suits.
You know, 8 months ago, you know, picking pieces of feces up at a McDonald's or something. I mean, he's cleaning up some, I don't know, he's a part-time rocker, whatever. You know, he's a nobody.
Right.
Eight months ago.
Right.
Now he's on this TV show for a couple of months.
And a finalist.
Sits down with Ryan Seacrest. Oh, hold on, here's the picture for you, Mike.
Look at that.
What do you think of that?
There's a picture of Rob with actual girls.
And he does look like he's enjoying himself, doesn't he?
Wow, fantastic. Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. I know that girl.
Can we put that on the website?
Mm-hmm.
We should.
Yeah, let's put that on.
That's Amanda.
The good picture.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
She came in second by a hair. It was very close.
Amanda's, Amanda's helped us with our contest.
Are you looking for Amanda?
No,
Amanda. Amanda, hug and kiss?
Yeah.
I've never met a girl like that before. Amanda.
Oh, you know who she was, Mike.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's interesting, too.
Yeah.
So,
she's the cover of the O'Mara's calendar.
Oh, well,
I had to explain it. I wasn't trying to get a gratuitous plug. That's how I knew.
I forgot, Mr. Liddy, we've not discussed your calendar on the air, have we?
No, but that's how I knew. What do you think?
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
I
figured she was some of the talent, you know, that comes out to your place.
Yeah, that's it. And a very nice person. And
in the back room. back where they've got, you know, the slot machines and, you know, it's like living in the age of the untouchables.
The gaming tables.
Yeah. So this guy, Chris, from American Idol.
You have no right to be in here.
Last night, the poodle stands there and says, "So, Chris, how you doing?" And this guy who, like I said, 8 months ago, could have been cleaning up anywhere, doing any menial job.
Nobody.
Comes out like this. His ass doesn't stink.
Oh, he does. He's reading his own press.
Strides over and he goes, "First, gotta say hi to all my fans."
Oh.
Okay,
oh, no.
Dick. Okay, you super dick. I gotta say hi to my fans. Hey, are you getting a lot of response from the fans? You know, 30 million people a week watch this show. Arf, arf, arf. Huh? Yeah, I'm getting set, Ryan. I'm getting set. Junk food and cologne and, you know, the what do I call your fans? They call them dicks. No, I mean, they call them, you know, Chrisaholics. That's what it was.
They all have their names like that. You know why they sent him cologne? They want to know what I smell like.
Yeah. But, Ryan, the biggest thing that people want to know, the question my fans really want to know, on all the websites, the answer is boxer briefs.
And then Ryan Seacrest gets visibly excited.
Sure, of course.
Yeah,
he really did. You know, he pretended that he wasn't, but boy, he went crazy on that. And incidentally, have you ever heard boxer briefs referred to as hybrids? Have you ever heard that?
I believe that was Ryan Seacrest.
It's a Seacrest thing.
In
some of the gay clubs around Los Angeles.
interjecting that unique Ryan Seacrest humor into the show.
Yeah.
So anyway, the guy.
I just hate him on general principle that he already thinks he's got the thing won. He's up there talking about, hey,
wouldn't it be a treat? It would be a treat if he got voted off.
You know, my fans want to know what kind of underpants I'm wearing. And now I'm going to do Suspicious Minds, and I'm going to be wearing sunglasses, but not Elvis sunglasses, cool Bono sunglasses. And in the last 30 seconds, I take them off, and my piercing eyes look right into the camera. And that's when you get the flames behind me. I'm caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
So you like him?
No. I'm doing that thing with the microphone stand again.
You know, the only thing about Catherine, who is my favorite on that show,
yes,
who is still my favorite on that show,
yes,
you know why she screwed up last night? She screwed up for one reason.
Why?
She tried.
She's a woman.
She tried too hard.
It's a man's world, James Brown.
She doesn't need to do anything more. She doesn't. She's got a great natural voice, but she tries to do things she can't do. She's
got a great rack.
She's got a great rack. I want to see her right down to the wire. I really do.
Me too.
I want to see.
I want to see her down to the wire.
Down to the underwire. The underwire?
Yeah.
I really want to see her go through to the next round. I really, really do. And that would be if Chris Daughtry got, because he was the most egotistical of all the contestants.
Even Elliot Yamino, just some reason, I look at that guy and I think, he's the type of guy that even a pussy like me would have pushed around in high school. You know what I mean?
Right. Look, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, but then there's the whole mom.
He seems like a nice
the mom factor.
She's not looking well.
Mom's not well.
Mom might not last till the season finale in 2 weeks.
She just doesn't look well. He doesn't look well. At Graceland, when they had the videotape of him, he looked like he was having some sort of allergy attack. It was. I like Taylor Hicks. I do. I like Taylor Hicks because Taylor Hicks is just, you know, dumb and he's singing his song.
He's everything we're looking for in an American Idol.
Yeah,
he's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, hey, he's dumb. But
it's going to be Chris Daughtry. He's dumb. He's going to win.
Not if we immobilize the troops now.
Immobilize or mobilize?
Either one.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
Do you mean we immobilize his troops?
No.
Or we mobilize our own troops?
Both. Both. Rommel, you magnificent bastard. I read your book.
I was going to vote for Catherine last night, and I just didn't.
You couldn't.
And
you
now
couldn't do it.
I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, she wasn't up to it.
Well,
I'd love to see her get through. I really would.
I now sadly feel about American Idol voting the way I do about presidential voting.
Yes.
I think
it's not worth it.
It's not going to make a difference.
No, because there's 8,000 girls that haven't had their periods yet who are sitting there for 2 hours just
You are
texting.
Wrong. You're wrong, Donnie. Nice
Why?
And sunny. You're wrong on both counts.
What?
Your vote counts in both circumstances.
BS.
Vote. Vote early.
BS.
Vote often.
BS.
Wouldn't it be great if we could vote for president that way?
Not if young pimply-faced kids are just sitting there for 2 hours over and over. You know,
Chris Daughtry.
Right, yeah. Text message. My son sent me a text message today. And really, I know yesterday we were talking about Fred Flintstone.
Right.
I felt like Fred Flintstone trying to respond to this thing. Now,
right.
I had to pull the car off on the side of the road.
Yes.
And I'm doing the thing where it's like, okay, respond. How do I respond? Okay. Reply? No, scroll back down. Scroll down. Reply. Okay, I want to write. Hello. ABC.
Yeah.
And I hate the thing where it tries to guess what word you're entering.
Yeah, I mean, it's
What
so
is
much
the purpose of text messaging? What is the purpose of it? We have email and we have cell phones.
It's so you can be in constant contact with those people that you need to be in constant, immediate contact with.
Mm-hmm.
It is a way, from what I understand, it's a way to goof on people without them knowing it.
Okay. You've given me a reason.
For instance, if you're sitting in a classroom and you want to write the teacher is a dick and send it to everybody, you can send it to everybody and all of their phones will ring at the same time.
They'll vibrate, right?
Vibrate,
whatever,
hopefully.
And the kids will all pick it up and they'll all click back, you know, yes, he is a dick.
Right.
You know.
Explain to me this BlackBerry thing. Is that text messaging with a keyboard?
No. Now, I've got one of those and that thing is absolutely what will drive you off the edge. If you got one, do what I did. Drive over a bridge, open your window, and toss it outside. I don't care. The thing costs $500.
That's a wireless email device,
right? What it is, Mike, everybody calls it Crackberry, and I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get to the point where, because you can get email at any time, and because you can check stupid websites that you wouldn't go to if you were at home on your computer, laid up with nothing to do. But because you can do it.
Because you can.
Oh, my God. It's like you've got it by your side constantly. At least my experience was you got it by your side constantly. It's like no matter what happens, whoop, hold on.
Got to check it.
I'm getting this. and I'll be in the middle of talking with
and
someone.
And don't you write with your thumbs?
And
how you do it?
These calluses on the end of my thumbs, seriously, are from so much texting back in, not texting, but BlackBerry, you know.
Yeah, right. Well, isn't BlackBerrying the same, well, no, you send email and receive email.
And with the BlackBerry, BlackBerry, it's got a very tiny, tiny actual keyboard.
Okay.
So you're not, like, pressing 1, 2, 3, or 4 to have the letters change. So,
right. Isn't the nice thing about email that you get it at your convenience?
Yes, exactly.
Well, I'm not exaggerating.
You threw it out the window?
One day it was my own fault. I was driving. This was, I guess, before vacation. I was driving down the road, and the thing goes off, and I pick it up, and I see it's an email, and I start looking at it while I'm driving.
Right.
While I am driving.
Yeah.
And I look down, and then, like, you know, I start doing that thing everybody does, driving with my knee while I'm responding.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, all of a sudden, it took me about 5 seconds of this to think, you know, really, hold on.
Yeah.
What am I doing? Why am I responding
right now
to an email to some guy who really the only reason I respond to his emails is because I can't stand talking to him on the telephone.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
And there it is.
We don't want to do that.
And really, literally what I did was stop at an overpass and just toss it over the side.
Good for you.
The whole thing doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I know, and people have said to me...
Text messaging and BlackBerry. I mean, it's just like you have a phone.
People have said to me, you're so stupid. You threw away money. You know, you could have brought it to the store. You could have traded it in for something else, gotten yourself a better phone. You could have given it to somebody else. But it's technology you threw away. Hey, it's technology that... I don't need it.
Right.
But I loved it when I had it.
Sure. But why don't we spend our technology dollars with research and development on things that we can really use, like food replication, as opposed to, sending email through the air.
Jetpack.
Now you are in my way. Buzz, no.
No?
Take it up a notch. Mike's on the right track.
Right. Food replication.
We are talking about, this is the Starship Enterprise.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the Kirk one. I'm talking about the Picard one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one like Mike's talking about where you walk up and you say, Earl Grey tea. And boom, it's there. You go say Hot Fudge Sunday if you're Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Boom, it's there. Also, on Star Trek, you want to go somewhere?
Oh, I love this.
And the traffic really got Mike today.
Yep.
You know, you do that thing where you just stand. You go, okay, hit me with your best shot.
Right. You need the transport.
And the next thing you know, boom, you're there. These are the things we got to work on.
That's right.
Not ways for me to be able to write back to my mother-in-law, you know, about what type of dog food I'm feeding the dogs because their stools are getting a little soft.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and sadly for me, that's not the email that pushed me over the edge, but that's really when I was really into the crackberry.
Right. Is that the thing that Paris Hilton was doing all the time?
Yes.
Like when she'd be out of the club.
A variation.
Stolen, so somebody got her contact with
it. You know what it is? It's the excuse also to be totally antisocial.
Oh,
so you can sit in the club.
That's why I bought it.
And you can sit there and just be like, yeah, right.
That's why I bought
like
it.
Like someone is 2 feet away from you.
And you
you. And I know that I'm late to the party discussing this, but I've been fully aware of this technology. I'm talking about it right now.
Right.
But the whole thing bugs me. Text messaging. Bugs me. But yet I've been texted at times during the show when I think it's appropriate, and I'm sure you're the same way. You know,
I like it. I don't mind it. I can't do it as much as other people.
I like getting text messages. I don't like sending them.
And the crackberry.
I'm with you on that.
Drove me nuts.
I don't like getting them either.
Yeah.
Because I'm still confused as how to pick them up sometimes. You know, you'll see the little alert with the 50 different icons you have on your phone. And then you'll go in there and go, what the hell is this? And I got one from like a Red Sox game last year, and I got it Thursday. I'm serious.
Yeah, sometimes they get held up somewhere.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I did throw the crackberry out the window.
For you.
You know, what can I say? I'm a retard. I just decided enough is enough.
Clie. Did you give me that? That Clie, or did I get that myself?
Yeah. No, I got that for you a long time ago.
Yeah, it sits next to me and looks at me at my desk. It just looks at me. And it's saying to me, it's actually talking to me, going, yeah, try to figure me out. Try to use me. Try to hook me up to your computer, moron.
That's incredible, moron. That is so long ago.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just like a way to get your messages and your address book and stuff synced up with your computer.
I carry my contacts in my iPod now, so I don't need my Clie anymore.
See, I have an iPod, but I just Rob, he's not. Why is he smoking marijuana based
music in an iPod? You don't put messages that too. And addresses you
and contacts and pictures and videos.
Beautiful colored pictures,
movies,
swirling colors.
Kaleidoscope eyes. Well, I know I'm behind the times, and I ought to pay attention to it.
Well, get one and you'll do what I did, but it'll drive you nuts.
And I don't want to get a black
on a motorcycle. It would. I'm pretty sure on a motorcycle it would be impossible to use a BlackBerry. So maybe that would be something that would be good for you.
I'd sure love to get something where I could listen to my iPod, you know, on the motorcycle without being discovered.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Donna Mike, here's why text messaging rocks. When they came out with the free phone-to-phone Verizon thing, every one of my mouth-breathing friends was calling with every retarded conversation.
Hold on, this guy is absolutely right. If you have a plan where it's free, and I know this because my daughter sometimes has said to me, whatever her plan is, if she's out during the day, she doesn't want to call long distance or it's not in her plan, she says, I'll text you because I have free texting anywhere.
But it takes an hour and a half to write. If say she was going to write, hey, Dad, how are you? How's it going? Everything going well at work? That, to me, is 45 minutes to write that in a phone.
Seems like
by it. Going A, B, C, E, G, C,
no, but again, you know, she's almost 30, but she, again, she's good at it.
It's technically
like,
savvy.
Right. It's like she can sit there and...
Same
with both my kids. I mean, but anyway, I threw it away.
I'm waiting for technology to get so sophisticated that we don't have to worry about all this crap.
Now this
where we don't have to go A, B, C, where we can really just kind of speak into our phones and text message.
Mike, this is, boy, oh boy, I could go on this. This is the load of crap that people our age, and I'm talking about if you're between 40 and 50, you were born when we were born. You, like me, and like Mike, who probably doesn't even realize this, we all bought in when we watched the Jetsons,
yes.
Right, hold on, and we all thought, at some point in our lifetime,
yep.
We're going to have flying cars. Mm-hmm. We're going to walk into a room and we're going to say lights and we're going to say TV. And I know people will call and say these things. Do they exist in
prototype situations. Or perhaps some people have them in homes, but
it's rare.
You know, they're prohibitively expensive.
But I know that, like, for me, if I watch a movie like Minority Report, okay, great movie with Tom Cruise.
Great sex scene in the greenhouse.
Well, she's so hot, Mike. That babe.
Yeah.
Ooh, is she hot when she makes him kiss her before she gives him the stuff?
She opens her mouth.
Yes, all the way.
Yeah.
Her big hairy tongue comes out. But remember, in Minority Report, you get in the car and you just say, oh, I'm tired. Take me home. And the car climbs up the side of walls. Now, I guarantee you, back in 1970, you know, we thought, oh, hell, in 30 years?
2007?
In the year 2000, I'm just talking about 1970. You would have said,
I mean, in 1970, if you had said 2006, 2007, my God, we'll have everything.
You know, and not that we've not come a long way.
We have.
But, really, I think the biggest innovation is the fact that our phones are like the phones that they used on Star Trek.
Well, and cellular phone technology is, but when was cellular phone technology invented? When did that come into being? I mean, it really...
In the 80s?
A long time ago.
In the 80s. Well, I know it existed before the 80s, again, with some special, very rich people, but it trickled its way down to the rest of us. And I think, anyway, the load that you and I were handed by everybody, and we all believed it. It was a thing that we all made happen because we all kind of thought, yeah, hey, you know what? By the time that we check out, oh, man. Watch out.
Sure.
Shuttles to the moon, flying cars, walk in a room, say, do this, do this, do this. You know, what I'm really, and I think what most people are realizing now is that, you know, hell, 20 years from now, you walk into a room, most likely you want to turn the lights on? Turn the switch on, ass.
Throw the switch.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, there are things that are voice recognition software, you know, where you can say, dial this number and it'll be faster, but it'll never be the way that I think we all thought it would be.
Unless there is some sort of technological renaissance where, you know, I mean, you could say the inventions and the developments of the last decade are incredible. Or you could be like you and I, where you say, really, come on, how about a little something more? But then again, you know, what are we doing? We're sitting here making radio.
But the stuff is out there. I mean, I'm sure people will say, and there's proof. All the stuff we're talking about, maybe not the flying cars, but all the other stuff is out there.
One of the biggest automotive
one of the most significant inventions in the automotive industry is those cars that follow, and they're supposed to let you know the distance between them. Well, I heard about those, and I think they might be available in a few dealerships with certain cars, but they never went beyond that. It just kind of sits there, and it sits there in Detroit or in Japan, and it never goes anywhere.
Didn't you think someday that there would be like the sensors on the road where you would be able to just get in your car?
Yes.
And, you know.
Most definitely. And I think that at some point the technology was there, but I think it got buried because a lot of this stuff, as far as big automakers, I believe it gets buried because it's too expensive.
Well, it's there. It's out there now. I know it's there now. Yeah. It's just not there for regular people. It's not there.
Not real common.
It's not there for us, and it's not going to be there, you know, in your lifetime and my lifetime.
Small. I feel very small right now because I'm speaking about things I know so little about. And I have opinions, but I feel as though one of the things I wanted to say was that any technological advance, if it's not going to make a tremendous amount of money, I believe gets shelved.
Yeah.
But I don't really know that, but I think that's the way it works.
I would think.
I think it's the way it works in Silicon Valley. When
Where
they
is my flying car?
Yeah, I mean, the flying car, prohibitively expensive to mass produce.
Right.
When I think they go, that's it, bye-bye, it's over, good night.
Where's my replicator?
Mm-hmm.
The food replicator. I think somewhere, somehow, there are people experimenting with that.
Just now, 2006? We've come out with high-def DVDs?
Right. Yeah, isn't that odd? They're just now arriving.
Oh, Goodfellas just came out
on high-def DVD.
Yeah, but here's the thing. There's like four movies that are available in the format.
That's all.
The Last Samurai, please, sucks. Goodfellas, which is great.
Do you need a high-def DVD player? Or players?
No, bingo. You need a high-def DVD player.
A new kind of DVD player?
To play the
A DVD player was high-def.
No.
Everybody thought that.
Depends how many lines of resolution you want.
See, that's what it's all about.
Right.
That's why we're all small. That's why we're the little ants in the anthill. Because you know what? We're all victims. This is all just,
it's just like
the new PlayStation
thing
that's going to come out at Christmas time. Heff them all. Tear it down, man. Tear the system down.
My point is that things are just moving too slow.
Yeah.
I thought they'd be moving faster.
And I'm trying to tell you why they're moving too slow. They're moving too slow because the man is making sure it goes slow because we got to pay for everything. It's not for the common good, man. That's the way it's got to be.
Right, dude. Okay.
Bring the communists back to power, man.
Okay.
Everybody works for the state. Then we'd have all the... we'd have to stand in line for toilet paper. We'd have all the inventions we needed.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello there. I should not caffeine up before the show.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Jeez.
You're on the air. It's the first call of a new show, of a new day, of
Bill
the rest
Gates
of our
going.
Life.
Yes.
Yes, hello.
His Honor the Mayor got hurt when you tossed him over the overpass.
You know, we're having a pretty interesting discussion here, and suddenly Lord of the Tards calls in.
Hold on, let's give him just one more chance.
Yeah.
Because this really is always breaking up. What did you say?
I was wondering if His Honor the Mayor for Life got hurt when you threw him over the overpass.
I know it's 2 days in a row the crickets. I can't help myself.
Man, that's the way it's got to be.
Right.
Bring the communists back to power, man. Okay.
Now we'll listen to
Everybody
him.
Everybody works for the...
Now we'll listen to him listen to himself. And see what his reaction is.
We'd have all the inventions we needed.
Hello there.
I should not caffeine up before the show. Hello.
Boy, you said that a long time ago. People are just hearing that now.
Wow.
We are talking.
Oh,
he gave up. He gave up.
He didn't have the patience. Actually, he didn't know it was coming.
He's that dumb. We are time traveling right now.
Yeah.
That is technology we should embrace. What we are saying, Mike, is not being heard for up to 35 seconds across the country.
We're in the future.
Because they do not trust us. They think that we will say a bad word, like a three-letter word for a woman's beautiful breast, or a four-letter derogatory word for a beautiful part of the female body.
That's right.
Well, you're beyond the average person your age as far as gadgets. You stay pretty up on technology, don't you?
I try, but I really...
You got that little thingy you use that's like a notebook, a handwritten notebook, but it's not. It's electronic.
It's by Hewlett-Packard, Mike. It's a beautiful mini computer. What it does is, I love it.
Use that more than anything I've ever seen you use.
It's look at it. It's a tablet, is what it is, and you write on it with this pen that's got the little tip on it, and it learns your handwriting. And rather than write myself 8,000 goddamn notes a day, I just leave the computer on all day, and it actually
makes it unique.
Look at that.
Yeah,
Isn't that nice?
What do you mean it recognizes your handwriting? You mean you don't write in there? I mean, when you say it recognizes it.
What I mean is that it has technology in it that I have good handwriting to begin with, right. But if you have bad handwriting,
right.
If you give it long enough, it learns your handwriting.
It'll figure out your letters. It'll go, oh, that's an M.
Okay. And it'll like make it more legible?
Right. Yes. Now, right. Now in my
I didn't
case,
know it did that. Cool.
In my case, the bonus for me is that I already have spectacular handwriting. Uh-huh. If I wasn't a DJ, I could be a guy who wrote
a calligraphist.
Was
a calligrapher or a calligraphist?
The talk balloons in cartoons.
Yeah, right. Well, of course,
an animator.
I got good handwriting.
Wow.
See? So it worked good for me. Here you go. I tell you what. Now don't F it up.
Okay.
Just go to the very bottom of the page where it says close.
And write down a message.
And just write whatever you want. Hold on a second. Don't break it. Don't press hard.
Okay.
Don't press hard. Just write down on the bottom.
All right.
Is it working for you?
Uh-huh.
Are you writing something?
Wow, and he's left-handed, too. Well, I didn't know if it recognized a left-handed person's writing.
Sure.
When it's used to your writing.
Sure. Well, he's really writing something.
Yeah. Well, he has a lot to say to you, Don.
All right.
Okay.
This is what you should say at the close today.
Okay. I just wrote the, written the close. Got the pen back.
Here's
Thank
the
you.
Pen.
Yeah.
The magic pen.
Thanks, Mike, for another great job. You see, the beauty of this, do you see the icon right up here on top that looks like the big eraser?
Oh. Yeah.
Watch. See this?
Right.
What's that? La, la, la.
Oh, and it just goes away.
That's wow. right. Like you never wrote it. And now I'll write one to you.
Okay.
I'm excited about this.
This is neat.
Yeah, it is a cool invention.
But nobody's replicating food. We don't have a machine that does that.
No, can't do that. No transporters. No flying cars.
Seriously, I mean, the microwave. When was that? When was the microwave invented?
Well, that's like been around for,
it's been around for a million years.
So you know, I just scribbled that. I didn't have time to write that. Right. But I bet you can read what I wrote you.
Okay. Mike, : thanks for being sober today. You're welcome. No need to erase that. I'll take my props where I can get them. I feel good today.
Okay.
That's why we can have this discussion. If it was a normal day, I'm not. I'm just going, what are you talking about?
So let me just know.
But today, caffeine.
Mm-hmm. Erase that out, and oh my God. We should really take a break. But first, a phone call. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Right. Howdy.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
You are on the air.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
God damn, is technology really making us lazy? Did you hear what Mike said?
What did I say?
He doesn't want to text a message. He wants to talk into the phone and have it text somebody.
You
just
can do that.
Call somebody.
Now, hold on a second. That's what I'm saying. My point is why I wasn't doing that because I'm lazy. I'm saying if you want to text somebody, to me, it's an added step that you don't need to take.
Unless right. you don't want to talk to the person. I mean, I'm just being devil's advocate. If you didn't, like, for instance, okay, I'll say the name. Michael Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
He is the sole reason that I threw away my BlackBerry.
Ah.
He is the sole reason. It's like, how many emails can I get from the guy? You know.
Well, he loves his, right? Yeah. Isn't he always on that thing?
I was like, you know, dear Don, you know, had a successful number two this morning. You know, see you at work,
and
Michael.
I hate it when he texts the picture. Oh, it's very frustrating.
Really not necessary.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Don and Mike, how are you guys doing?
Oh, very well.
Hey,
thank you.
With the tards that you guys get to call your show, do you actually want some of these people flying above your heads in automobiles?
Yes, sir. Now listen, I'm telling you that they said the same thing way back in the Gold Rush days when people were just on horses. They said, if we ever get the horseless carriage, do we want these people? Do we want these cowpokes? Right. So, yes, there's always been stupid people.
If they're flying above you, they're not cutting you off in front of you.
Yeah, that's true. Right. That's true.
But as far as flying cars, I mean, there's nothing close to that right now. You remember the jetpacks, 1969 Super Bowl. Where are they?
1966 Super Bowl.
66? It was that far back?
Wow. The very first Super Bowl.
But what happened to that?
Found him.
I mean, how cool would that be?
What's the fun in that, though?
What, a jetpack?
I mean, I get the fun in that, but as I recall from the first Super Bowl when they had the guys with the jetpacks, they just went up and they were in the air like for 5 seconds and they came back down.
Exactly. Right. They never got beyond that and it needed an incredible amount of fuel to do that.
Make it so you could take it to the grocery store.
Yeah, or home on a commute.
You know what we've come
up with? How fun would that be? Seriously.
You know what we've come up with?
What?
And again, why we are the disappointed generation. That should be the name for us. The Segway.
Oh.
Yeah.
the friggin' Segway.
It's like moving backwards.
It no, is.
Yeah.
That is.
It's, you know what that is? It's a chariot.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's a rascal. It's a stand-up rascal.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is. If you're just too freaking lazy to walk.
You mentioned stepping backwards, transportation-wise, in this country.
Yeah.
And I hate saying wise. Mm-hmm. But as far as transportation is concerned, we have moved backwards.
I mean, we have.
Where else besides the airport do you see the moving sidewalks?
Right.
Yeah, there should be more.
Is that a bonus?
That's cool.
That's a bonus.
When they work?
And is it a pisser? When it's just like on the road,
uh-huh.
And people should know the left-hand lane is for those who want to walk, because maybe we're trying to catch a plane, and the right-hand lane is where if you want to stand there and pick your ass.
Stand on the right, walk on the left.
I would assume in D.C. it's like it is around the rest of the country. What are they doing to improve transportation? They're adding lanes. That's it. That's it, people. That's all that we're doing here. We're adding lanes.
So there's that.
That takes...
Outside of just gutting the place... What else would you do, though?
I would try to figure out alternative forms of transportation. I mean,
let's get the flying cars up there right away.
No, for example, in Vegas, it's a disaster, the way I understand it. But in the monorail in Vegas is something where, you know, I mean, mass transit, that type of thing.
Okay, I tell you what, I'll start mass transiting to work as soon as you do. Okay.
Well, we can't. We can't because, I mean,
sure you could satellite commute if you wanted to. You could drive your car to a location and then metro it in. And from metro,
you know what? You're mentioning that, but with the new digs that we're going to have, it, depending on where the location is, that might be something I would give a shot to. It might be faster. Don't you think it might be faster?
You would take public transportation to work
in a minute. In a minute, if I could do so,
I'd pay
more efficiently.
Would it be a bus? Got it.
No, not a bus. No,
I'm
talking
subway.
Subway.
The metro?
No, not a bus. No.
But still, even you on the metro. Oh, that's what we call the subway here in D.C. Mm-hmm. The metro.
Reading the paper.
When I go downtown, I take the metro all the time.
Yeah, but you're talking about making it an everyday experience, touching elbows, smelling feet.
No, I like my freedom, but what I'm going to do is see what that commute is like, and if that commute is affected, but you know. I know our system. I know our subway system here. It's ridiculous.
It's
ludicrous.
That's right.
Because you got to go all the way in and then all the way back out again.
This is like when you got on your kick about the environment.
Well, I would have, bought a hybrid, but they all look like pussy cars.
Hopefully that
and
will
also,
change.
And also,
well
someone
said.
Told me
well
that hybrids do not save you that much money when you're talking about the cost of hybrids.
Who told you
with
that?
I read a newspaper article.
They cost about $4,000 more than an average car does.
Right.
And those savings are not made up in the, you know, if you compare them to a similar car in its class.
Depending on the car.
All I'm saying is for a while you were coming in and saying the environment.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do? Well, you can.
Well, you know what?
You can buy a car that gets high mileage and low emissions.
No, you can ride a vehicle that doesn't, put as much emissions into the atmosphere and ride it to work 4 days a week.
Except when it rains.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, that really, seriously, I rode my motorcycle to work four times
this week. So you ride your motorcycle.
I am saving the environment.
Yep.
You are in such denial. It's funny.
No, but that is part of the reason is the gas issue. Is I like the fact that I'm saving money on gas. That's one of the reasons I ride the motorcycle.
Okay.
Because the novelty has worn off as far as like really having the fun part of it.
No, come on.
No, really, seriously. Okay. I mean, I'd ride a couple times a week because I love it.
So
a day like this, I would ride under any circumstances.
But on a cloudy day.
Cold day.
On a cloudy, cold day, you're only riding your motorcycle then because... You want to save the environment?
No, I want to save the money on gas and save mileage on my car. Yeah. That's one of the reasons.
Okay.
Cool.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but no, as far as saving the environment, no, I could lie and say that was the reason. But I am aware of the whole gas thing, and it is kind of a kick that, you know, when I fill my motorcycle up, it costs me $6-$7 as opposed to $75 with a big giant SV. I haven't taken my copter in months, so that stays in the backyard.
Good for you.
So I'm saving the environment.
So I told you, keep the helipad. Let her have everything else.
Exactly.
I said, Mike, let her have the pool. Keep the helipad.
Yeah, well, it just sits there and rusts. But I think really if I, you know, put a little 3-in-1 oil on the blades, it'll be good.
One call and then we got to hit a break or Rob's head's going to explode. It's almost worth not hitting the brake just to see his head explode.
Yes, this is true. Look at the veins throbbing.
See all the goo come out.
Mm-hmm.
And check out the picture page on our website.
Yeah.
Right on the front page. Is it up there yet, Buzz?
We got
it up there.
It's a great picture.
A picture of Rob with the big bosom of women last night.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi there.
Ahoy, radio guys.
Ahoy, what's up?
I was on the internet a week ago, and I heard that Miller's coming out with a self-cooling beer can. That'll get your beer down in about 3 minutes.
Now, don't say
self what?
Self-cooling beer can.
Self-cooling beer can.
Now, there's progress.
There you go, Mike.
What else do we need?
It's fantastic.
You can have that when you're taking the subway to work every day. Have a can of self-cooling beer.
I'm worried. I do think about the new commute. I think about it every day. I really do. Because of that nasty road that we always used to be able to avoid. That super 800 lane.
Oh, you mean
death fest?
The friendly confines of I-270 north and south?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it'll actually be very little time on the... I'm thinking about the Beltway.
The Beltway?
And so it'll be minimal time on the Beltway.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just enough to, you know, hit that major, major blocking point.
But it won't bother you because you'll be in your tiny little energy-efficient car.
That might just happen. No, I really looked at them, Don. I really did.
I know.
They were so sucky.
I know.
They were all... And you know what? And I've also looked at the people that drive them, too. And they're all here.
Hold on.
They're all
hold
over
on.
Here because it's Fairfax County.
Hold
you
on.
See a million of them now.
No,
those
they're
little
everywhere.
Bugs. Those,
they're everywhere.
Those Priuses.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
And you just see, I don't know. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. Just couldn't make it on time.
I don't know. I think I'm getting, when I looked the last time at the Escalade, maybe 9 miles a gallon.
Yeah.
Feeling pretty good about that.
You're doing a little worse than I am.
Pretty good purchase.
I think I might be 11.
Pretty good purchase.
11 miles to the gallon.
Feeling good about it.
Pretty good. I'll tell you this, though. Have it in the garage, 6 days out of seven.
Uh-huh.
All I'm doing is adding to the resale value.
That's right.
Adding to the resale value.
Someday. Exactly.
Friend.
I'm actually growing sugar cane in my backyard now, and I'm going to turn that into a fuel, just like Brazil.
My plan is a la Kevin Costner in Waterworld.
Yeah?
I will power my car with my own urine.
Cool.
Eventually.
Why not?
An unlimited supply.
You'll never run out?
I've never run out thus far, Buzz.
And then life, the circle of life comes full circle because you'll have beer drinkers that'll get the best gas economy.
Oh, well, I'm getting a text message. Take a break, you big ass. Okay, we'll be right back. It's from Rob. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Before the tape of Brilliant Britney, some of our affiliate stations, and sometimes we forget we're on a network.
Yeah.
some of the affiliates are rightly pissed that we're running that thing that says number 15 Arbitron rated, because we had a bad ratings book here at WGFK in D.C. However, the people from KHTK in Sacramento want us to know that in the winter ratings just released, we're number one there.
Very good.
Wichita, Kansas.
Thank you, Sacramento. Only time I'll say it.
Hold on. KFH, FM, and AM. Number one.
In Wichita.
In Wichita.
Thank you.
Baltimore. What is it? Eight? I don't know. It's up.
Okay.
Rochester. Up, back in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas, finally in the top 15.
Oh, very good. That's great. That's great for Las Vegas.
Colorado Springs, Colorado. Who knew that we were on a pissing out station in Colorado Springs?
Had no idea.
I didn't know.
They called, but this is one of those things where they called and said, the ratings improved 500%.
Well, that's
because the previous rating was zero, and the new rating is like a 1.0.
Okay, well, we're making forward progress. That's what counts.
You know, just so you know, if you're listening in Sacramento, Baltimore, Wichita, Rochester, Las Vegas, Colorado Springs, the number 15 thing, that's just right here in D.C. on WJFK.
Yeah, please allow us to have a little fun with it.
And it'll just, you know, be until the next monthly rating cycle comes out.
And then we'll tell you what it is then.
Until the next period comes out.
That's why those buttons are so incredibly valuable.
People love them.
Just people.
Buying them on eBay. All profits going to Spiewak.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now, the tape. Last night, Britney Spears, and this counts as the rejoiner part. Britney Spears, I had to set it up for you, is on Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to announce she's pregnant. She comes out, She's just the way I like her. I mean, I've had a thing for her. Even though her feet stink, she's got the big full of milk jugs. You know, she is definitely pregnant. She's wearing a very tight top. Mm-hmm. That's leaving nothing to the imagination.
You'd like to be Mr. Federline?
She's pretty cute, even though she's just as dumb as a box of rocks, and she's chewing gum. And
of course.
Is she chewing gum on the show?
Yeah. And right. She's reading the top 10 list.
Uh-huh.
It's the top 10 reasons that ABC is about the bird flu show.
Oh.
Top 10 revelations in last night's ABC bird flu show.
Uh-huh.
Here she is. She really does a good job up until a certain medication is announced.
She is trying to read.
Yeah, now, I don't remember. Is it Tamiflu? Is that the...
That's the one.
It's
uh-huh.
T-A-M-I-F-L-U.
Right.
F-L-U. It's,
right.
It's pretty easy to pronounce.
Tamiflu.
Sounded
it's very phonetic.
The joke is something like Cheney or somebody replaces his Tamiflu with Valium. Or
okay.
I don't
right.
know what the joke is, but
right.
here she is. Brilliant last night on Letterman.
Surprises in ABC's bird flu movie. There you go.
Number 10. Thanks to sponsorship deal, flu is cured by the delicious taste of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah!
Sponsorship.
She's smart, huh?
Dr. Pepper.
Number 9. Humans attacked by pigeons with tire irons. Number 8.
For tire
20%
irons.
Of population comes down with a less dangerous bird hiccup.
Oh, that's okay.
Hold on, here comes the good part.
Number 7. Every time someone says chicken, all the characters chug a beer.
Sorry. Chug a beer.
Number 6.
Sound like a party at my house, you know what I'm saying?
Hilarious scene in which Leslie Nielsen confused...
All right, hold on a second. I mean,
well, really, she can't read.
They're not really funny, but let's get to the Tamiflu one.
Number 5. Every single person in the world ends up at General Hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it next?
Well, it was number 10.
Yeah, we got 10. Oh, we skipped it.
What?
It was the one that you cut out of early. It was the one she was just about to read.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, please cue it back up again. My apologies.
Try there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Hilarious scene in which Leslie Nielsen confuses his something with his Viagra.
Tamiflu,
yeah.
Yeah, would you mind
something.
A little bit?
Why? You know, like, she's not given the card before she goes on.
No. She's sitting in the chair, and she's got the card, and there's a prompter in front of her, and all of the monitors have the list.
Right. But she's briefed. I mean, on these, you should know on these talk shows, not only do they have a pre-interview, but they're completely briefed on what's going to go on.
Here, one more time.
Number 6.
Sound like a party at my house, you know what I'm saying?
Hilarious scene in which Leslie Nielsen confuses his something with his Viagra.
Tamiflu,
yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's something.
Just people.
I know.
Notoriously Unco, Don and Mike.
Is something.
And I forgot how young she sounds, too.
Mm-hmm. She got that voice not bad. Kevin, do me again. I only mean this as a compliment.
Yep.
Sounded to me almost like Jessica Rabbit reading our gay letter show today. And, you know,
thank you. Hi, Ringo. We have a thank you thing from Jessica that we're going to get to in a moment.
Oh, she's very, nice. Very good.
She baked some goods for us.
Yeah, she apparently has been baking all night.
She's leaving the station on Friday. She's got an early release. She's out. She's out on parole. We're going to miss her.
Yeah.
And incidentally, after her appearance on the show yesterday, she'll be thrilled to know that we got no less than 8 different emails from extremely horny guys
that want to go out with Jessica.
And we've selected one. We're going to try to call the sucker on the air.
Very good.
Winner. See if Jessica would like to talk with him.
That'd be wonderful.
See what's happening. Okay, the gay stuff. We better get to the gay stuff because there's just too much other stuff going on. I mean, I'm very happy. I'm having a very good day.
Good.
Just for a second. It's 10 months to the day since Frida was killed. I don't bring that up to bring anybody down. I just think that today is one of those days that she's just making things happen for me.
Oh, good.
Really, without getting very deep into things, it's a very good day. I've been very concerned about Bart down at college. His first semester after Frida died was a total disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, he ended up having to drop the entire semester because he was devastated. He couldn't make classes, had to, you know, had sure. mental issues like everybody does going through that. Mm-hmm. Things happened like in succession today that were just great. I mean, he called, he said, you know, got his report card, you know, B.
Well, C. Good for him.
So, you know, I'm thrilled, and he's happy.
And I'm happy for him.
He's 21, and, you know, what he said to me today was, I am now going, I got to go, Dad, I got to go get a haircut. Because if I got to go get a job, I got to go get a haircut. And I just sat there looking at the phone like,
yeah. Who are you?
Who am I speaking to? Really. And during my conversation with Bart, because his opinion of what I talk about on the radio matters the most. I mean, especially about my personal life.
Right.
I've been talking for a while about this chick that I've been seeing,
mm-hmm.
and I keep saying she's not my girlfriend, and I've been saying that mainly for Bard's benefit, because even though he is aware that I'm in some way involved with somebody,
mm-hmm.
I don't hide it from him. You know, I tell him, you know, Adrian and I are going to Atlantic City, or he'll call and I say, oh, we're sitting here, and she was asking me something, so it's not mm-hmm. like it's foreign to him.
Right.
I just said to him, you know, at one point you said to me you wanted to know. I think I would consider her to be my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, you know, Dad, that's cool with me. Just be like you've always been with me. Just be straight with me and we'll be great. So that was, you know, that was a load lifted for me, because everybody goes through the grieving process in their own way with their own time schedule. And part of the reason that I'm happier is that I have been lucky enough to meet someone who, well, she's tired of hearing this, but she reminds me of Frida. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's got a lot of the same qualities that Frida has.
Good.
What's attracted me to this woman. I mean, I ain't getting married. I ain't, you know, none of that stuff. But, yeah, I'd mm-hmm. say she's my girlfriend. And I wanted to run that by my kids. So if I just talk about her, you know, say my girlfriend, this, I don't have to worry about that with him. So that was good to get that out of the way. And that's like an Oogie mm-hmm. father and son moment that I really didn't want to go through, but he's
feels
cool.
Good now that you went through it, though.
He's cool, and then like and I actually thought, whew, thank you, Frida. I mean, I was really thinking when I heard the phone, thank you, because I think she's still looking down and making sure that I don't F things up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just like 10 minutes later that I had a very long conversation with my daughter, and without going into great detail, you know, she's 29. I've really only been a part of her life since Frida died. I mean, there was I was in her life, then not in her life, and then there were things that were said on both sides that mm-hmm. that should not have been said, and then she got very sick, and I couldn't find her, and for a while thought that she was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out after Frida passed away, well, she found me again, and today, without getting terribly sappy, I waited like my whole life to have her say to me that she loves me, and
mm-hmm.
today
mm-hmm.
was the day that she said it.
Fantastic.
It was, you know, with no prompting or pushing from me. It was just out of the blue. It was like, boom, you know, I love you.
So, well, right. That's not that makes for a pretty good day.
Breakthrough.
Yeah,
that should really do it
yes.
for you.
So,
wow.
I mean, so I'm in a pretty good mood.
Right.
You know, and. And like I was talking with my sister-in-law over the weekend, who's been through a similar situation, I'm not going to feel guilty about saying mm-hmm. I'm feeling better about things.
Right,
that,
you should.
You know, I've met somebody who, she's not Frida. But
your sister-in-law told you that, right?
Yeah, but even that is qualifying it to say this person that I've met is not Frida. Of course she's not Frida. There will never be another Frida. Yeah, I won't find anybody to replace that, but I found somebody that, you know, that I like, who likes me and we get along good, and I'm glad that my kid is cool with that, and I'm exceptionally thrilled about my daughter.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been lowballing that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk about that much because it's boring, like real life crap. Like, what do you do when you've not been in someone's life for, you know, on and off for 20 years?
Right.
And how do you start over again? I mean, once you say I'm sorry and she says I'm sorry, then I mean, you got real crap you got to work through.
Yeah.
You know. And anyway, it all happened today. It's just like, it was just boom, boom, boom. Happen. And then I look at my watch and go, well, it's the 10th. You know, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I looked up and I said, thank you, Frida.
Right.
So,
well, you certainly deserve a few days like that.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
So anyway, that's what happened to me. And I'm glad that my daughter has a sense of humor.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned this to Buzz.
Yes.
That, So we had talked at length this morning about a lot of different stuff, like we always do, and then hung up the phone, and then she left me a very sweet message, And I called her back, and then, you know, there was the I love you. And I said to her, you know, seriously, I said, now I feel complete. It's too bad Frida's not alive for this, because, you know, this was something I had always wanted, was the one missing part of my life to be a part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so that meant so much to me that, you know, really, I don't want to get all Jerry Maguire-y on you. I said, but, you know, this completes me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and thank you. And she said, well, I love you, and Dan, thank you, and things will be great. And I said, well, I can't tell you, I've waited 20 years for this call. Well, goodbye forever. And I hung up.
Wow.
I hung up, and I waited maybe 30 seconds.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She laughed. When she picked up the phone, she laughed.
Oh, good. Yeah, that is too funny.
Hey, it's Deadbeat Dad. It's Deadbeat Dad number one. How are you anyway?
Well, you can always turn things around. That's what that tells everybody listening to this. I mean, that's for sure. And I think everybody should know that.
So anyway, that's, you know, I don't mean to bore you with that,
no.
But I'd rather give you something positive than, you know, come in just with the old, tired, you know, my life doesn't suck. I mean, God, I still hate working here. Even on a happy day like today.
Well, there's that.
I hate working here. And when I was pulling in today, I had the just the bejesus scared out of me. Hughes, well, first off, Hughes is sick. Okay, so it's
is he here?
Well, no, he left. He had to leave early because he's sick.
Okay.
He's got some sort of parasite.
Oh, you made Mike spit out his water.
I'm not sure what it was, Mike, but he's got...
Has he been walking around the backyard with the dog feces with bare feet again?
Anyway, he's got
God.
Something... He's
Michael,
got,
what are you going to learn?
Learn. He's got something going on, and I pulled into the parking lot, got here a little late today, because I had a lot of stuff to do,
right.
And he was pulling out, and you know, I thought, oh... I'm going to have to walk over to the car, say hello to him. And he said, and at first I thought it was just like Frida sprinkling more magic dust on today, that he said, hey, stay where you are. I'm afraid I might be communicable. I'm very sick. And he said, oh, all right, well, you know, go take care of yourself.
She is looking out for you.
And then he said the words that just made me want to puke.
Wow.
And, all right, well, I'll see you, buddy.
Oh, God.
You know, it's like...
And
I looked at like
too much dust when the alarm went off. Did your car alarm go off when he said that?
Yeah.
Buddy. See you later, buddy.
I'm not your buddy.
Wow.
I ain't your buddy.
Boy, but he got sick.
Yeah.
So I mean, it is the perfect.
Yeah.
It's the perfect day. Did he indicate to you whether it was a cold thing or whether it was a tummy thing?
I got the feeling that it was something that maybe is going to cause a few stops on the way home.
Oh, wow. My goodness. Well, he finally got some of those brownies with the horse laxative in them.
I hope those aren't the brownies that Jessica Rabbit made.
No, just the ones that she made for him.
Those are good.
You know, that innocent demeanor that Jessica has. You know, here, try these. These are the ones I made special for you. Oh, thank you. They're very good. I gotta go.
You know, it's like the first Mission Impossible.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember when they break into the CIA, they break into Langley, they got the chick, the hot chick,
yeah.
Puts the drops, the guy that's watching the safe.
The guy that's the safe monitor that's in the special secure zone, and he's...
So that he gets the
all
runs.
All he does is stare at the screen, right?
Right, and he gets the runs.
Real bad.
And that's when they lower Tom Cruise into the room, and, you know, that was a good Mission Impossible.
Not like the one that's out there now.
Yeah.
The bad Mission Impossible.
That's right.
They don't use any laxative in the current Mission Impossible.
That's
that would
problem.
Work. Give it to Tom this time.
It is laxative. Laxotive-free. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I have a question.
Yes.
Hi. Can we get a recap of the... I heard the letters yesterday, but I don't know who they go to because I had to get out and go to work. So
I think we're going to be addressing that subject,
yeah.
So we're going to find out a little more detail about everybody's gay experience.
Oh, yeah, we'll do it right now. We'll do them in the order that... let's see, the order was John, Rob, me, Don, Buzz, him, Mike, and Joe. We'll go, you know, we'll start with it. Goodbye.
Bye!
We'll gay, but not too gay.
Go through them right one at a time.
We'll
start real fast with John's. Just anybody that has any questions, this is just open to guys on the show, or you out there listening. Any questions, now is the time to pepper John with questions.
Yes.
Here is John's gay moment. Got wasted one night, was unable to get home, had to stay at a friend's house. Roommate was out of town. John and one of his wasted friends were arguing about who was going to get the roommate's waterbed. They decided it was a big bed and they could share. The heater on the waterbed was not working. At some point in the middle of the night, John woke up freezing his ass off and found himself cuddling with his friend. He was too cold to care, so he just went back to sleep.
I have tons of questions. I think there are so many unanswered questions
really?
In this letter. I will like all of them.
Okay.
That to me seems to be the tamest of all of them, but
tame, but an awful lot is unknown.
Anyway. John, would you bring your
waterbed ass in here?
Thank you, Mike. Maybe we can do some cuddling right now. Here he is. Yanni.
But don't wait, the bed's cold.
I don't have many questions because, frankly, I thought yours was one of the tamest.
Yeah. It was tame, but I have lots of questions, John.
Hi, Mike.
Was there alcohol involved in this?
Probably.
When you began to cuddle, when you woke up in the middle of the night freezing.
Right.
If you can, give us a little more detail on what you did physically. You talk about cuddling, but cuddling can be a lot of things. Were you slide over next to the guy or cuddling to me?
Yeah. Spooning.
Was there spooning or was there an arm put around him?
There was no spooning. I believe that we were both like almost curled in the fetal position,
yes.
Facing one another.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, facing one another.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, so hold on. Like sword fighting?
No. No sword fighting.
No, they were. Well, but I mean, they were facing one another.
That's what
I mean.
In the fetal position with your knees.
Hey, look at you starting to defend.
I'm not defending.
Look at you. You just jumped into defense.
I told you. It's like the vodka thing.
He's in love with him.
Of course he is. If you're facing a guy, if you're hugging the guy in the
fetal position. That's a sword fight.
Yes.
That would be, you know, thing to thing.
No. Knees up, clothes on.
Yeah, see, in the fetal position, you'd have to have a hell of a sword.
Would you please stop defending him?
I'm not defending. I'm explaining physics.
No, I'm telling you. Listen, even if you're in the fetal position. Okay. If your sword gets engorged,
Yeah, it would actually perhaps jut above the knees a little bit.
Correct.
Well, suck for yourself.
Wow.
I'm impressed.
You know,
thank you.
Not to be terribly graphic, we are talking. How old were you?
Oh, 21, 22.
So that's a little older.
So I thought it was when you were a boy. When you had
I'm just trying to get a real picture of the actual cuddling. You were face to face,
curled up, knees up.
And when, so, knees, did your knees keep you guys apart, or did you really cuddle?
Not that bad. I literally woke up, and it was one of those things, that it almost startled me when I saw that, you know, his face was, you know, right there.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized, my God, it is like 2 degrees in this bed.
Right.
And I went back to sleep.
Okay.
Not much to offer.
Sorry,
not much sword fighting.
He's chosen not to tell the truth. He's chosen to keep things secret.
And does the word 69 mean anything to you?
And look, we're not even getting any calls. Yeah.
Is that the position that you changed? You basically put your head down towards his feet.
See, there might be someone interested in you, Yanni. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, who's John?
Hello?
Yes, John. Are you?
We have John here. Is your name John?
I know. Who is he? I've listened to you guys for 20 years. I don't know. John?
Thank you, sir.
John is our wiper. he's our executive wiper.
I am the royal
toilet paper dispenser. You guys are really brave to do this. Thank you. It's a blast.
Do you have any questions for John and his spooning?
No, I have some for you guys, but I'll save them.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Save them for a rainy day.
You may be off the hook, John.
I think so. Hold on. Just let me check these phones. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I'd like to comment on John's story.
All right. Go ahead. Sure.
All right.
Hello?
Hello?
He's right here for you, sir.
Go ahead.
All right. You should really have some Brokeback Mountain music for that story.
Well, thank you, sir.
Did you hear
Were you there?
One? Compared to the other ones, it's
gay. I do have a question. When you woke up, was the guy awake also, or was he sound asleep?
No, he was asleep.
He was asleep. When you woke up in the morning, did you both wake up at the same time?
No, I woke up before he did, and
did you wake him up?
No, dragged ass out to the living room, and he came out. I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes later.
Was it awkward?
A little bit. He's like, "Were we cuddling?" I said, "Yeah, it was cold." He's like,
"Oh, hold on." So
you acknowledged the
issue.
There was.
Yeah. So you buzz.
Huh?
You know what? I hate to do this to you, Frank.
Right. Bye.
Just turn Buzz's microphone off. Yeah. Buzz is like Judd for the defense over there.
You know what Buzz is not mentioning? Buzz was the other guy.
Of course.
So let's turn his microphone back on.
I'm sorry, Buzz. I thought that secret was safe.
One more. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
I'm telling you, this is weak compared to the other ones that we had. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to say that
Girls do this kind of stuff all the time, so
it's
I really
totally
know
different with girls.
And tell
it's
us more.
Goddamn sexy when girls do it, baby.
Mm. It is. You know what? Just a few weeks ago, we went out with Carla and her mom and all of her girlfriends. And as you know, that Carla's mom is
younger
than I am. So these were all women that were kind of my contemporaries. And Carla and I slept in the guest room, and her mom and I think, if I'm not mistaken, three other women were all in the king bed because everybody, you know, there was no room for everybody. And, you know, nothing happened, but it was certainly
sure
just seeing everybody.
Happened.
Okay, well, later on, when Carla fell asleep, I crawled in. No,
well,
it was
hey,
no,
you know,
no, that's terrible. That's disgusting.
You know why,
stop it.
You know why he doesn't count with chicks? Here's why he doesn't.
No, women were all doing it. I thought it was funny. It was kind of cute. There were all these four heads with the blanket pulled up, and everybody was a little tipsy. It was kind of like, good night.
Like, for instance, I remember when we'd be on vacation, and we'd take Big Frida with us.
Right.
Would not be uncommon for if there were like two beds, or you know, Frida would say, "Okay, you take that bed over there in that corner of the room. We'll put a curtain up or something, and I'll sleep with mom."
Oh, of course, okay. I mean, girls, it's totally different.
You sleep with your mom?
Women do it all the time.
I said, "Well, let me sleep with your mom." All right, your excuse, Johnny. Get out of here. Oh, hey, John, one more thing. Hold on. Is there anything that you would like to say before you leave?
Oh, the Don and Mike Show is brought to you by Head On. Head On products are available without a prescription at retailers nationwide. Try Head On today.
Very good. Very good. He's mastered the art of bad reading.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you, John. Now, next, you know, just what? What are you doing?
We need this.
We need to use it again.
Oh, this?
Now we have to iron it.
Oh. Can't you print a new one?
I will now.
Okay, something to do.
He really hated that. He really, really hated that. That was worse than him getting hit. For him.
What?
He hated that more than when you hit him.
He's got to take 25 steps to go back to his computer and print out another goddamn thing that says brought to you by.
25?
Just waste. And waste always makes me angry.
Of course. Johnny Pacerato.
There you go.
Johnny Pacerato.
Besides, I really should watch it today with Rob because he's full of testosterone. He could kick my ass today.
Rob is bouncing off the walls today.
Gary, smell your fingers when you got home last night?
Yeah, but I was outside.
See the picture on the website.
Outside. Slipped on the picnic table again last night.
Horrible night.
Okay, you want to talk about waking up cold.
Yeah.
Where's Daddy? Daddy's out in the hammock in the backyard.
Shivering.
I sleep like a baby. All right, next, let's see. We've got Rob, Don, Buzz, Mike, Joe. Many more gay letters to come.
Yeah. Excellent.
Jessica Rabbit and, the other stuff that we normally do on a regular show. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to tell you about it now.
Okay.
Because then you go, oh, it's that stuff again.
Yeah.
But when it comes up later,
sure.
Then you go, oh, it's that stuff again.
Yeah. We'll catch you by surprise.
Be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
My name is William Wayne. I don't know. This is so unimportant.
Here he is.
I want to add anything that I can add to what he said about the fact that you guys are just... on the American side. Geez, I don't know how... You know, it's so terrible that you don't know how to... There is no way
what?
To be a leader in... Americana, except you guys. You gotta control it.
Right.
We haven't any chance. You, naturally things happen like, at the, Columbia University and at the other mother colleges.
Right, Duke.
No, it really, it's, when I went to school at the University of Southern California.
I'll drink to that.
Let me explain something to you. When I went there when there was a fella in control of the college. I mean, he was the boss man there. If anybody had walked into his office and torn down a picture and did excrement in his known as waste paper baskets, or had written lewd words on his
wall?
The pictures of his family.
Yes,
as members of the college, would have kicked the hell out of this.
You're right.
Organization. I can't understand how it can happen in the United States of America that this can happen.
I know.
And there aren't enough guys of your age to go up. I don't give a if you go to the school or not. You can't stand to have this happen.
Right, Duke.
Oh, Christ. I'm not trying to talk for... Or clapping. I'm trying to talk for you guys. You better start thinking. It's getting to be goddamn ridiculous. If you guys don't start thinking as men, we're going to have a lousy country.
Thank you, John.
Jesus, I...
What? You what? John?
I have had the chance to be with guys who are... with things and against things. And, you know, Christ, you try as a human being.
Yes.
To listen to both sides of everything.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
But there's no both sides anymore. They're just trying to wreck our goddamn country. And for you younger guys to take over. I don't know what the hell to do.
And call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Just remember this.
Just people.
John Lane, just people.
Absolutely.
If you don't take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months. You are
they
drunk
have an
at a
eye
tissue
for the
level.
Unexpected. Don and Mike.
Stop it, Undertale.
Trading sex for alcohol and cigarettes.
Okay. Great John Wayne fame.
Wow, I've never heard it.
We got to clean up the MP3. It's got some of that hollow, you know, Luke, I am your father.
Sound Luke.
Let's see. You know, as I'm looking at today's show, I don't know if we're going to have time to analyze all of the gay letters that we have.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, so much gay today on the show that we may not be able to get to Craig Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So he delivered today in honor of our special gay show?
Well, it's not so much that he delivered. It's that the column involves his foray into MySpace.
Okay, right there. It's got to be great.
That's golden.
If you go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com, mm-hmm. We played you the tape earlier of Britney Spears on Letterman last night. She's pregnant again. And guilty of being hot.
Mm-hmm.
We have pictures on the website of a statue that someone made for Britney Spears of her giving birth.
Wow.
She said it's such a piece of crap, she would not want it in her house.
Huh.
The sculptor then said, well, maybe you would like another piece of sculpture,
uh-huh,
that shows the birth in greater detail from the back area where it's actually happening.
See.
To describe the photos would be Britney on her knees,
mm-hmm,
with her pelvis up in the air. And, well, it's a beautiful statue, Mike. And there you go. I can't understand why she wouldn't want that, like, in the foyer as you're entering her house in Beverly Hills.
Oh, my God.
And,
still up for sale.
Yeah. I'm thinking about, saving a couple of my pennies.
And, oh, my God.
I'm thinking about putting it right in my front yard. Right, you know, right as you drive up my driveway.
She's in the fadoo position that we were talking about earlier.
How incredibly, what is it?
Face fadoo. Down.
Oh, yes, yeah. Fadoo. Yes, right. I'm sorry.
And you can see the baby crowning fadoo in the second picture.
Yeah.
Fadoo.
Fadoo.
Wow.
F-D-A-U.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Face up, ass down. F?
No, no, Rob's right, fadoo.
Fadoo.
F-D-A-U.
Face down, ass up.
Right, right, there you go.
Fadoo. Okay.
And that is, I mean, I'm dumbfounded by that sculpture.
Go to our website, donamikewebsite.com.
How much does he want for it?
Picture is there for you. Buzz, we'll let you know.
All right.
Before we get back to the gay stuff, one great list that I know you are going to love, in particular, Mike. Now, we don't go out of our way to try to find bad stuff about Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, that entire portion of the country, Northern California, supports this show at this point like no other city does.
I have to say this because I'm guilty of Sacramento bashing more than anybody else on this show. I met a couple from Sacramento last weekend, and I told them this. I said, well, you know, we do very well in Washington, obviously not recently, but the thing is, in Sacramento, this show has been so popular for so long, and it's wonderful. And they were just like a lot of other people I've met from Sacramento. They were kind of crazy for the show, and they really are out there.
Well, you're going to love this, Mike.
Okay.
Because really, you hate Sacramento.
You mean after all that? I'm trying to be nice.
The National Insurance Crime Bureau just released, again, the topic you've selected is car theft.
Yeah, and now when you're talking Sacramento, you're also talking Stockton, Chico.
Hold on. You're getting ahead of me here.
Okay, all right.
Just settle down. You're going to love this.
I'm sorry.
Here we go.
I'm being very defensive.
The top 10 cities that have the highest rate of stolen vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
They could be surprised. New York City, not in there.
Really?
Boston, not there. Chicago, not there. L.A., not there. Washington, D.C., number 42.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Baltimore, number 76.
Didn't we have recently some crime statistics on Sacramento again?
Yes, and this is another one.
Okay.
I just want everyone to know we're not
piling
on.
Seems to be an awful lot of it.
This came from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Okay.
Number 10, Yakima, Washington. Number 9.
This is car thefts.
Car theft. These are the cities that had the most car theft
per capita
in the first 3 months of 2006.
Okay.
So this list is as fresh as it can be. these are stats from just 2 months ago.
Very right. Good.
Number 10, Yakima, Washington. Number 9, I think it counts, Fresno, California.
Yes, absolutely. You know, a little south.
Number 8, San Diego, California.
Okay.
Number 7, Seattle, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, am I pronouncing this correctly? Because I know we've gotten calls from there. Visalia? Visalia? V-I-S-A-L-I-A.
Visalia.
Visalia, mm-hmm. California. Mm-hmm. Guilty. Number 5. Sacramento, California.
There it is.
Number 4. Phoenix, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3. Stockton, California.
Stockton! There's Stockton.
Number 2, no surprise here, Sin City, Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Number 1, sister city to Sacramento. Can you name it, Mike?
The Big M?
Yeah.
Modesto!
Like 5 of the top 10.
That's right, bud.
Wow.
You know what's so sad about that list? Is everyone in those cities right now, they're doing high fives.
Oh,
there's
Howie.
They
are delighted.
Be in the news. Just spell the name right.
Congratulations to Stockton, Sacramento, Modesto,
Fresno.
Fresno.
Delightful.
Now, let's see. Buzz.
And yes. Chico, don't get discouraged.
Let's see, Buzz.
What do you got?
Well, I'm going to try to go easy on you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. When we were talking about the ratings the other day for the David Blaine show.
Yes.
I know that the number, I complained the way that you compile the list is hard to read. I checked with the Nielsen people today.
Right.
I read something in the newspaper about the ratings for that show.
Uh-huh.
I think the ratings that you were giving were for, like, teenagers and 18 to 34-year-olds. Because in the overall Nielsen ratings, here we go. The David Blaine show on Monday night averaged 9.9 million viewers. In the first hour, from 8 to 9, in all viewers, it was tied for fourth place with the season finale of Seventh Heaven.
Okay.
Hour number 2, overall, was in third place.
All right.
So those are the overall ratings. I know that you had, I think, I'm pretty sure if you were calling that line that Lisa Remedy gave us, it gives, I think, like the demo that they want is 18 to 49 adults.
It was 25 to 34, but they were the overnight ratings.
Right.
Right.
So
and that's always subject
to change. So understand, I'm not jumping down your throat today and saying what you had was preliminary information.
Right.
Now that the overall picture
didn't
is
do as well
in,
as his numbers said the other.
No, it did not. And I think the fact that it tied with 7th Heaven at 8 o'clock when there was nothing else on.
Right.
I mean, there's no 24 on.
Well,
at,
I watched
8 o'clock.
I didn't watch it in the first hour. I watched it in the second hour.
Well, let me see.
A lot of people did that, I think.
Third place. Or what was it? Hour two. Right, third place.
Third place.
Overall. Mm-hmm.
So 24 knocked it off in the second hour.
Sure did. And so did the crap on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
The 2.5 Charlie Sheen, guys with D's. You're going to love this. I found this today on the web. This is because Mother's Day is this weekend.
That's right.
Okay. Now, it would be beating a dead horse, no pun intended, if we started our yearly diatribe about how Father's Day is nothing and Mother's Day is...
huge. Big deal.
Mother's Day.
Right.
Okay. Well, let me see. They did a survey. Who did the survey? Women's Day Magazine, of course.
Oh, Women's Day. I subscribe.
Women's Day Magazine. Mm-hmm. Did a survey of American women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What day, the only day, they asked women, what is the most important day of the year besides your birthday or your anniversary or your kids' birthdays? What they said was, nothing like my anniversary, my birthday. What's the most important holiday is what they were looking for.
Okay. I would think it would be Christmas.
You would think so. You would think so.
But no?
No. Christmas got 37%. Number one, with 57%, is Mother's Day.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Which means that at least for the women...
we're doomed!
At least for the women who read Women's Day magazine... they believe that they are more important than Jesus. Now, you will never find a man that will come out and say that. A man will never say...
he'd get slapped.
And again, it's the double standard. Uh-huh. I mean, like, for instance, this weekend, even though, as you know, Frida's passed,
right.
So I felt at first like, whoa, I'm off the hook. Mm-hmm. This is one Mother's Day, I'm off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
No. I got Big Frida that I've got to take care
of. Sure.
I've got... my daughter,
who's
the mother of the grandkids,
right.
Got to take care of her. It's like, the cycle doesn't end, and I guarantee you, on Father's Day, with no disrespect to any to Big Frida, or any Orientals, or my daughter,
right.
Or Parcells, or anybody, and it could be like, I come home on Father's Day, I'm going to be lucky if I get a card from my kid. And if I get a card from my kid this year, it'll only be... like sympathy. It'll only be because,
right.
I'm going through this, alleged rough patch.
Right.
Otherwise, it would be like most years. Like, don't you want to say anything to me today? Can I have some money? I mean, that's generally what it is. And I think anybody with kids will tell you.
Yeah.
Father's Day forgotten. Mother's Day. Have you seen the ads?
I'm in a different... I'm in a very, very different situation there.
Yes.
Because, you talk about being off the hook. I believe I'm kind of off the hook for that. I have my kids this weekend. And I spoke to my ex-wife and I said, do you want me to drop the kids off early, on Sunday or something? She said, no, it's not that. So I'm kind of off the hook in that regard. Anyway, I would be. Not that I would
mom.
Be. I have my... oh, guess what? That would have arrived today.
Covered. Handled.
Yes.
Well, what is it?
Harry and David Tower of goodies that I sent today with a... I combined my mom's birthday and Mother's Day, the two things. That's
right.
That's what I combined.
Cheap.
I just did because I
cheap.
I did. I didn't know what to get her.
That's tough.
I really wish at 86 years of age, I wish my mom
hot water
was into technology. I really wish she was into technology because I'd love...
how about buying her a furnace, Mike?
She freezes in the winter.
People indoor don't know plumbing. About people.
They don't know that she's living with the wood stove.
People
wood stove.
Don't know.
She can handle that. You know what? It bums me out, though, because I would love my mom to get with that technology. She doesn't want to do computers. She doesn't want to have anything to do with the internet. She really doesn't. I'd love to send pictures of my kids via the internet. Mm-hmm. It would be great.
Send her the Clié.
The Clié that I'm not using.
And Rob, now what are you getting Carrie for Mother's Day?
I put the final touches on it today. Upgraded her health insurance.
Hey, is this one of those holidays where you guys don't do anything for each other?
No, we do a lot.
What's the holiday you don't do anything for Valentine's Day?
We don't do Valentine's Day.
You're right. Lucky man.
But there will be, this weekend will involve babysitting by others, travel, and a fairly major ticket item from Lowe's.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that you are taking your wife away for that anticipated romantic weekend, just the two of you getting away to the ocean.
Shores.
Something from love.
Just the two of you?
Yeah. Speedwax are going down there and getting themselves a little effort.
Rediscovering the why you fell in love.
That's right, Mike.
They're staying in a motel down there. You know, if this door's a rocking.
Got to put the nickel in the bed shakes.
Exactly.
That should be a knocking.
Very cool.
You know, it should be Rob working his jackhammer.
Oh. Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Well, we all know he's all charged up after his appearance last night.
He's all sexed up. Mm-hmm. All sexed up. Go up there with Carrie. Make baby number three. Did I say it?
Well, yeah, you said Jack.
Oh. Oh.
Hyphenation count.
Perhaps I was speaking of a friend.
Jackhammer.
Click, 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 click.
And it's gone.
There. And bam. If you were a good producer, you'd get him on the show because we could stop that stupid gag.
I'd give anything to stop that.
If I was a good producer, I'd make sure the gag continued.
God.
If I were.
Oh, dear.
Okay, let's start the list. If you were a good producer.
That's a long list.
What I would do if I was a good producer.
You know what? Please hold it. Ronnie, hold on to all this gay stuff until tomorrow.
Don't take that out of context.
Hold it.
Hold it
a long time.
Hold it for the opening tomorrow.
We'll
have to get into it tomorrow because I would much rather talk about Jessica Rabbit and what has just crossed the desk, a wild card.
Really?
A wild card. I told you, things are happening to me today because it's the 10-month anniversary of Frida. It's the 10th. Whatever things are happening. I think I mentioned when we were at Mike's joint last week for our We're Number 15 party, when we were doing a little Q&A with the people there, somebody yelled out, "What's up with your brother?"
Mm-hmm.
And I told people, I really don't know, that he is currently in between residences. And that's the polite way of putting it.
Nice way of putting it. I think that's terrific.
I think the lingo.
Very delicate.
Would be OTL, you know. On the lamb, to a certain extent, hiding from somebody or other.
Huh.
Anyway, I've not really heard a lot from him.
Sure.
But during our last break, we got this at our website email. Now, she has emailed before. My brother's wife has emailed before.
Very good.
Yes.
To the radio show. Even though she's got my personal email at home and she has my phone number, and I see that the email account is valid. It just says from, and it has her name,
right?
And it says, subject, Jimmy's new toy. Hmm. And it says, repeat potato over and over again. This is the sound of Jimmy's new toy.
And potato, 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 potato. It sounds like an engine.
Motorcycle?
Right, who knows?
Yeah. It could be a motorcycle, could be a boat.
Here's the thing. I've not talked to this cat in my brother, like maybe 6 weeks. 7 weeks.
And now this.
Yeah, I mean, I've called. Rob, you might be right.
What?
Rob guesses it's a bong.
A bong?
A bong. I don't think she'd be emailing the show, though.
She probably wouldn't be that excited.
To announce that Jimmy's got a new bong.
Probably not.
Good toy.
Yeah, no.
Might be the reason he's on the lam, though.
So,
got a new electronic bong.
So this makes me think that maybe on today's show, we'll spin the wheel of people, and we'll try that number and see if he picks up his cell.
Love to see how he's doing.
Because the number that I used to have at home,
right.
At first I got the message that just reeks of, they might as well just say, boo-doo-doo, your brother didn't pay the bill, the phone's off because he didn't pay the bill.
Uh-huh.
It's gone from that to, that number is disconnected.
It's a new electronic Radio Shack bong.
Why do you think they call
Radio Shack? Why do you think they call Radio Shack? Hey, Dennis. How are you doing? Why do you call Radio Shack?
Well, you know what I got at Radio Shack?
don't use a bong. Listen to me, Superman. Kazam.
How are you doing? How did that swallow?
I was a Kilo Neal. Yippee-yay-okay, motherfucker.
Yeah, you can find everything you need at Radio Shack. Even electronic bong.
My Shack got his ass kicked the other night. I'll watch that game tonight. It's a good thing the American Idol show is a half hour. Because you can watch, what I do on Wednesdays is I'll watch something else. Mm-hmm. And then just wait until like 9:20, go over and skip past all the commercials and watch American Idol in like 8 minutes.
Right. Yeah, I did the same thing. I was watching another sporting event.
Go past their stupid Brady Bunch singers, because you know they'll all do like a We Are the World song.
Wasn't even going to mention the sporting event I was watching. But
what were you watching?
When a team is absolutely just throttled like the New York Yankees were last night. I think it requires mentioning just briefly. You have to enjoy games like that when you can. But, my guys beat the Evil Empire.
Hey, congratulations.
Handily last night.
Good.
Handily.
Good.
What was it, 14-3, the final? I believe it was 14-3.
You're one tooth of the game in front.
What?
You're one tooth.
One tooth?
One half.
Yeah. One tooth.
One tooth. Uh-huh. You're one tooth of a half in front.
14-3.
14-3. Mm-hmm. Well,
how about that?
I'll be watching, Hey, come on, Buzz.
Oh, sorry.
There's no goof about sports.
All right.
Okay,
but,
you know, don't. It's Adult Swim here. When Mike and I are talking about sports,
I understand.
You know, he's interested in basketball.
He's interested in baseball.
Baseball is my life.
That's right. I was.
You're
supporting...
interested in what? In watching a TiVo of the Reba McEntire show from the WB on Sunday night.
Well, sure. she's a lovely woman.
You know, it's not. The rivalry is terrific, but it seems to have lost a little of its zip. Maybe it's because there are other good teams in baseball.
The Yankees
right
in the Sox.
Well, you got to get later on into the season. You know, there's something. Even with Johnny Damon going to the Yankees now, something's got to happen.
He's smart.
He's a smart man.
All I know is that Shaq is the best goddamn basketball player that I've ever seen. And I include Michael Jordan. I like Shaq for so many different reasons, but oh, pains me to see the big man out there getting his ass kicked by the stupid New Jersey Nets. Because I think New Jersey Nets, I think New Jersey Turnpike, don't you?
I do, and you don't think of them as the New York team when it comes to basketball. You think of the Knicks, but the Knicks have sucked for so long that now the New Jersey Nets are stepping up.
And for my money, Pat Riley, seriously, could unzip his pants,
mm-hmm.
and the camera could focus on what would come out of his pants.
Right.
And if he puts some mousse in his hair down there,
ew!
It might look exactly the same. I mean, Pat Riley, if you remember back in the Lakers Showtime days,
yes.
I mean, he had on...
You were a big fan of Pat Riley.
No, I loved him. He had on the Armani suits.
Remember when you gave me the Pat Riley book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a believer in
Pat.
That was
during your real Pat Riley crazy era.
Well, I mean, he had the slick back Michael Douglas Wall Street
right.
hair. He had the Armani suits on. He was kicking ass and taking names. Now, all of a sudden, I look up on the sidelines and it's like, hold on. Dude, when did you turn into Judd Hirsch?
you know what it is? It's gravity. Don't they say as you get older, everything starts to shrink except your nose and ears?
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah, he didn't look the same, and it's like, I turn it on, and it's like, score New Jersey 107, the Miami Heat 4, there's Shaq, he's not happy, he's got 4 fouls in the first 2 minutes, and there's Riles. You know, me, I was like, oh, this is Pat Riley. No, but I'll watch it.
And the Pistons took it to the Cavs last night, too.
Would you stop reading the newspaper?
Sorry.
Please.
That'll be a good game, though, Dallas and San Antonio tonight. Should be good.
What do you think will be the all-star for Dallas? Don't look at the newspaper.
I don't know Dallas, but I think I know San Antonio's star of the game.
Who?
Steve Nash.
You faggot. He plays for Phoenix.
I don't know anything about basketball. That don't make me fag.
You know why you would love Steve Nash?
Why?
What is the main reason that you would love it? And you know what? He's the MVP now 2 years in a row. Why would you?
Be white?
There you go. That's a tough puzzle, isn't it? That's a real tough crossword puzzle.
That's it. I'm turning away from bowling now.
And Buzz, I kid because I love.
Right.
I know that you really don't TiVo the Reba McEntire show.
No, I really don't.
But before we go to break, because you do TiVo everything and you do make your own TV schedules.
I do.
What is the most obscure, non-popular program with the GP, the general public, that you TiVo and you play on a certain night? Like if you were running, because what Buzz does is he TiVos all this stuff, mm-hmm. and on the nights that nothing's on,
right.
he actually makes like a little grid and says, tonight on my Buzz TV. I'm going to be watching these shows. What is the most obscure thing that you watch on a night that nothing's on?
Wow, I'd have to go over my grid, but I would say maybe the most obscure thing, and even it's not that obscure, right? Yeah, but I'll think about this some more. The one that comes to mind right now would be The New Adventures of Old Christine, a show I didn't expect to like, but turned out to be better than
with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah, okay.
Do you watch it on Monday nights at 9:30?
No, usually not.
It's 24.
I'm watching 24. I start watching it back later at my convenience, usually over dinner, something short.
Do you have a regular night for that show?
No, not really. I mean, it's flexible. I guess I would normally try to watch it on Tuesday, but I'm not locked into that.
What's the worst night of TV for you? What's the night that there's nothing on where you have to go pretty much to what you've got taped?
Oh, Friday and Saturday for sure, but then I'm usually out. But there's definitely nothing on Friday or Saturday, in my opinion.
Let's say you're at home on a Friday night.
Right, okay.
Never, he's out partying.
Right.
What would you watch? You've already pulled.
Whatever I'd accumulated from the week that I hadn't watched yet. So it could be Huff, it could be House, it could be any number of shows.
Plus his wide collection of porn.
There's always that. For late night viewing.
I just think it's funny that he really does tape everything.
Well, all the shows that I like, yeah.
Yeah, which is everything. Well, and then you make grids. He makes real grids.
Well, of when they're on, so I'll know where to find them, initially.
You can go to Buzz's house and he'll say, there's really nothing on worth watching. You don't like Commander-in-Chief. And I go, no, I don't like Commander-in-Chief. Well, let me see. You know what show would be good Tuesdays at 9?
Alternate shows I have.
That's right.
My grid...
Have you seen Veronica Mars?
My grid is color-coded to reflect which machine it's recorded on.
I only know one thing.
So there's I can find it.
Only one thing I really do know.
What's that?
If Richard Jefferson doesn't come back for the Nets because he's got that bad injury, the Heat and your man Shaq are going to walk right through, man, because they need their power forward.
Mike, George Jefferson could walk in, and you wouldn't be able to tell him from Richard Jefferson.
Well, there's a picture of him in the paper right here.
The newspaper.
All I know is 14-3 is pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. But
what's 14?
That's the Red Sox game.
Yankees.
Yeah. He did that.
Hey, you got the score right though.
Yeah.
You didn't say 3-14.
No, well, I wouldn't. I know better than that.
Well, you kind of did it with the ratings thing.
Hey, the Nets trainer looked like he. I think he's one of the best in basketball. I really do.
The Nets trainer, what, did he get his picture in the newspaper or something?
What does that have to do with him? He's a good trainer. I'm talking about Tim Walsh. Tim Walsh, trainer for the New Jersey Nets.
Give me the paper just so I can see.
You don't need the paper.
Can I please see it, please? We got to go to break.
You know everything that's in here.
Please. Jefferson might sit out game two. Okay.
You have to look at the picture.
I see the picture.
They say that, but I think he'll play.
Here's the picture. That's the headline. And right below it, it says, Turning Point, trainer Tim Walsh tends to Nets forward Richard Jefferson, who turned an ankle in the third quarter. The Heat pulled closer afterwards.
That's how important he is.
Right.
If I know my basketball, Dick Jefferson's got to be in that lineup for the Nets.
You're here.
Richard Jefferson.
Richard Jefferson.
Dick.
Dick Jefferson. As Dick Jefferson goes, so goes the Nets.
If Jefferson's playing, he's watching.
Yes. You name anybody else on the New Jersey Nets. They got a guy who's so famous, you would know him.
LeBron James.
Faggot says what? I'm sorry. You really don't know what town LeBron James plays for?
Cleveland.
Come on.
I knew that because I did watch a little. That was a legitimate thing because I watched a little bit of the end of the Wizards game when LeBron James walked up to Gilbert Arenas and whispered in his ear when he was at the free throw line, causing him to obviously maybe miss the two free throws that allowed the Cleveland Cavaliers to advance.
Name one member of the Nets.
The Nets?
Besides Richard Jefferson. Besides Richard Jefferson. Can you name one member of...
All right, you know what? I have no idea, so you have to give me, an incredibly famous basketball player. Yeah. Give me the initials, and maybe I can get it.
Moderately famous. J.K. J.K. I'll give you another hint. He's black.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a shaved head. And I think he might have done some sleeping around, because I think... He's one of those dudes that, has his wife in every game. And
now, see, J.K., I think of Jason Kidd. You think, well.
Hey, who's my big man? There you go.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
I thought Jason Kidd was a white guy.
He can pass.
Oh, God.
How do you think he's got so far in life?
I used to know a lot more about the NBA. I really don't follow it at all.
What was that? Anytime during the 20 years we've been working together?
No.
Okay, good.
No, do you know, seriously, when I followed the NBA, there were names like John Havlicek.
Willis Reed.
In
the good old days, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell me about it.
In the good old days.
Right up there. I could have told you all the Celtics guys that I used to, you know, Kevin McHale.
White.
Yeah. Bill Russell.
Okay, black.
Oh,
come on. You can't think of all the good whiteys. What about the guy that looked like
David Parrish?
Herman Munster.
Was it David Parrish?
I don't know.
I got that wrong, too.
Kevin McHale. Guy looked like Herman Munster. Yep. Danny Ainge. The Chief. Robert Parrish.
Tommy Heinsohn, the coach.
White. Red Auerbach.
Willis Reed. I already mentioned Willis Reed. Dr. J.
Okay, good.
Followed a little bit during the Pistons run, you know.
Well, the Pistons run what, of last year?
No, years ago.
Oh, the bad
followed year. It when Dennis Rodman and Michael Jordan were playing for the Bulls when they were having their great season.
Name the big dumb white guy that was the enforcer for the Detroit Pistons.
Bill Laimbeer.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. See, I mean, I literally over the last few years, I don't find the NBA as fun anymore.
You know why? You know why? It's the Speedwagon.
Stop. You know, no, it has nothing to do with that.
That's why you like golf.
Yeah, right.
Except for Tiger.
Listen, don't try to paint me with those Speedwagon colors.
Except for Tiger and Vijay, it's nearly perfect.
Color singular.
And gosh, I can't tell you how disgusted I am with hockey. I thought it'd be exciting. I definitely turned on and said, what's going on there?
Don't you be putting words in my mouth.
I'm not. I'm just talking.
I'll follow it. I'll try to actually watch some. No, I won't.
No, you won't. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, Rob, this is Rob. Rob Grill with the Grassroots. I got your message, and I'd love to come in the studio that day. I'm getting into town probably about noon, and I'll be over in that area around 2. So we can work that out. That'd be great. And then we can talk to Don about his singing ability or lack thereof, and we can figure that one out, too. So I'll give you a call tomorrow during business hours and try to hook this thing up. Thanks. Bye.
Rob Grill, the Grassroots.
Yeah, Rob, this is Rob Grill with the Grassroots. You've got the number. I just wanted to let you know I'm arriving at Dulles at noon, and I'm going to take a cab, and then I have the show at 7. So, you know, I'm just trying to figure out. I'm not going to have a car or anything. I don't know if a cab would be right or not, but give me a call back. I'll be home this evening. If you can, call me and let me know if we can work out what time we can do this. And discuss the other parts of it. Okay? Thanks. Bye.
Well,
can I say?
I've jammed with these dudes.
They love you.
I played a craft fair with them.
Right.
River raft race day.
Fantastic.
And the highlight, Fair Oaks Mall. All true.
Did you play with them at Fair Oaks Mall?
That is where I turned the other cheek.
That's where you split.
I found Fair Oaks Mall to be beneath me, or I had something else.
Dog.
I had something else to do, or
you found it distasteful because it was out in the court where the kids play.
Right.
Yeah, I had no problem getting on stage singing with them at a goddamn craft fair.
You did the craft fair,
and you did the thing on the river, and
at the Red
Bill,
Cross thing.
Rob Bill did send his best when I went after the show and saw him in the abandoned store, which is where they set him up for
the old J.C. Penney.
I believe so. Yeah, they had the white panels.
The abandoned store.
There are the grasses. Oh, it's time to open this up.
Try to understand.
Try to understand.
Try to understand. They are magic men. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, right. So yesterday, when we were reading our gay revelations,
uh-huh.
And there's just not enough time to get into them today, we started with the Yanni's, and we're going to do everybody else's tomorrow.
Liberating, really.
We had Jessica Rabbit in here reading them.
Yes.
And darn if she wasn't
hired by Masterpiece Theater.
Just as good as Britney Spears, mm-hmm. last night reading the top 10 list on Letterman.
Amen.
Although I'll say Jessica Rabbit is nervous about being on the radio.
Understandable. Yep. But she's so nice to come in and be on the radio. We really appreciate
it. She's fantastic. Now, Britney Spears, you know, she knew she was going to be on the Letterman show. It wasn't a surprise that she sat down to read the top 10 list.
And I'm sure that she was given a copy of the top 10 list, and probably a producer went over it with her.
Tamiflu. You got that? It's Tamiflu.
Tamiflu.
Uh-huh. And then she says, well, whatever she said. Here is Jessica Rabbit.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Hello.
Now, after... Oh, how are you feeling?
I'm all right.
Okay.
Are you still feeling a little under the weather?
Yeah, I just have allergy stuff.
Oh, okay.
Well, after the show yesterday, Jessica, or I guess today, you did baking after the show yesterday.
Last night.
Very nice.
And here's the card.
Okay.
That she wrote. We're going to open it now. This is Do Don and Mike Crew.
Mm-hmm.
And you open it. It says, Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, John, and Joe, I'm going to miss all of you guys most.
Ditto.
Oh, and then there's the little, a little heart. And it says, Jess, XOXO. And Jess, we are gonna miss you too when you leave on Friday.
Yep.
We really are.
I think it was just days after she started here that she wandered by the studio, and we've been friends ever since.
Yeah.
Yep. And even though you're on that creepy MySpace, I still think you're a very nice woman and a very welcome addition to the station.
Yes.
And I understand you brought food.
Yes, it's in the call screen.
Delicious. What did you make?
I made a 7-layer taco dip.
Oh, God.
And tuxedo brownies.
Tuxedo brownies.
What is a tuxedo brownie?
It's brownies with cheesecake on top.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, how many have you had, Rob?
I've had one.
Just one?
Yes. And it was delightful.
Did you have any of the 7-layer dip?
I sampled it. Also good.
That means yes. Well, thank you for the food.
Yeah.
We sure will miss you around here. And, you know, your appearance on the show yesterday reading our gay letters garnered an awful lot of email on our website.
You would think that email would be about the letters themselves, but no, that's not what it was about.
No, it was all about you.
Mm-hmm.
And we've selected one that sounds the least creepy to read for you now.
I'm
and
sure.
We did a search on the guy on anywho.com. Right, anywho, A-N-Y-W-H-O.
Right.
We found the guy's phone number. So he writes, "Hey guys, I heard on the show today that Jessica Rabbit is leaving, and it compelled me to send you an email. I have had a crush on Jessica, be careful, ever since her first appearance. And with her announcement today, I decided I had to at least try to find out more about her."
Oh, there we go.
Oh, my goodness.
I know this is a goofy way to approach the situation.
Not at all.
But it's the best I could come up with given the circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping maybe you could inform her of whether or not she's interested in some sort of contact.
Yes.
By email, phone, or AIM. Here's a quick bio. My name is Ryan. Graduated this past fall from the University of Delaware. I have a BA, double majoring in psych and criminal justice. Scheduled to start an MS program and a multiple sclerosis program at McDaniel College this fall. I plan on pursuing a career in the field of health and fitness. 23, I live in Maryland. I'm not a member of MySpace. Oh, there you go. That's something good, Jeff.
That is a good thing.
But I do belong to Facebook.
What is Facebook?
Same thing.
Is it's that the same thing that for college students.
Is it creepier or less creepy than MySpace?
They're all creepy. They're all weird.
Yeah, they all are.
Yeah, but you're on there.
Yeah, but for different purposes than these creepy people.
Have you find this email creepy so far?
Yes.
Why?
Because I would not go to an extent to get in touch with someone that way.
Oh, well, anyway, you compel him.
Let's hear what he writes. I do belong.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
You ever seen The Exorcist?
Yes. But you guys just scared the living crap out of me.
It's a scary movie. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
Your mother sews socks in hell. We're all in here, Father Karras. We're all in here. All of us.
Dimi, why you do that to me, Dimi?
I'm freaking out some people that are freaked out by that movie right now.
Everybody.
Does that compel you?
No, that freaks me out.
What a wonderful day for an exorcism. Your mother sucks. Sucks in hell.
You're scaring
me. I also do the devil's voice in Amityville Horror, the original one with Rod Steiger.
The one to get out? Or yes. What?
Get out! Get out!
We all do right. Carol Ann, too.
Oh, huh? Yeah, we do. Carol Ann from the TV.
Carol Ann, stay away from the light. There's evil in this house. Mommy. Mommy.
I don't know how we got going on that, but it just sort of happened.
The power of Christ compelled you.
The power of Christ compelled you. The power of Christ compels you. Jessica. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
Oh, my. my God, this is a dumb show.
You guys are going mad.
Yes, well, hey, we have been for quite some time.
Jessica, let me see. I'm not a member of MySpace. I do belong to Facebook. Mm. So if Jessica's interested, she could look me up. My screen name is... I've always seen the internet as a less than chivalrous way to contact a girl, but I didn't want to creep anybody out by showing up or calling the station.
That's good.
I didn't know if this is setting off Mike's crap detector.
No.
But I didn't... But if I didn't give it a shot, I'd regret it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just an honest guy who thinks Jessica has the cutest voice in the world.
That's it.
And seems like a genuine girl. Well, that's it. Have a good rest of the week. And if this goes no further, give Jessica my compliments. Ryan. Now, this was the least creepy that we found.
But it's certainly a long letter.
It's very long. I am pretty sure. Try to call him, Ryan.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure if you went out with him, he would probably cut your body into a million pieces and put you in a bag, and you would probably be at the end, at the bottom of a river, at the bottom of the Anacostia River before the 11 o'clock news.
What, why do you think he's studying criminal justice? Yeah.
But
he might use someone in his study.
I might be wrong. He might be, you're just the guy.
You never know.
Uh-huh. He might be your special guy.
You know what? 99.9% of people are it's not going to work out, but you never know. I mean, you might feel differently if we talk to no one home.
Do we have
one other number to try? And you can invite him to call in as well.
All right, call in, Ryan. If you're listening right now, call in, please.
Because she's here.
Because this is your opportunity to take it to the next step. And Jessica is going to talk to you. And we'll talk to you with Jessica.
Yeah. Right.
So you don't feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
And the good thing is, I mean, she's, how do I say this? You know, she's like at the perfect position if you're a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're
heading out of town.
That's what I'm saying.
Sure.
You'll hit and run.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She might feel the same way. No strings attached. Yeah.
Unless she's having her period.
Oh, stop it. Stop that.
You're not, are you?
Stop that behavior.
Don't ask inappropriate questions.
There you go. Very good, Jessica.
You know I can tell you're not?
Very good.
You know
stop.
I can tell right here?
Stop.
Like a dog. I got a
stop.
Nose like a dog.
Stop. Stop.
I've got a nose like a dog.
Stop. You are having a good day. You're out of control.
I can walk down the hall.
Out of control. Stop.
I walk down the hall and I go, she
stop.
Is.
Stop. I'm going to have to show you the videotape again.
She is. She's
stop.
Not.
You
she
hit
is.
Yourself.
She's
stop.
Not. She's not. She is.
Stop
she's
it.
Not. I can tell you right now she's not. Did we get another one?
Here's one other. There is one there was no answer. One is out of service.
Wow.
So now the ball is in Ryan's
seat. So he's a bit nomadic. Maybe he's shy.
You know what? Cool people just have cell phones.
What are your impressions of the email, Jessica, after we read it? What do you think of it? I mean, what do you think of the email?
Oh, Mike, can I read you one more,
yes.
please?
Okay. We have another email?
Yep. John just brought this one in. Hi, guys. Listening to the show. Love it. My name is Rachel. I think Jessica has a cute voice. Is she interested in girl-on-girl action?
Oh,
let
goodness.
Me know. Rhea.
Rhea? Interested in Ray at all?
No.
No.
How about it, huh?
This is crazy.
You don't play for that team?
Girls kissing girls?
Right. It's not all that crazy.
All right. So, Ryan, are we still trying to track down Ryan?
Did we find him?
No, either number is wrong.
No.
All right, well,
Jonathan Westmoreland has sent three emails, though.
Oh, of course.
I'll give this to you because it has his screen name. If you want to go to Facebook tonight and look him up, Just give us a report tomorrow.
Yeah, let us know.
What's your last day? Friday's the last day?
Yes.
Okay, so come in tomorrow and just look the guy up at your leisure.
Don, we edited these, right? So, I mean, you really did get the least creepy of all of them.
You got about 10 from guy, ranging from I would love to...
And girls.
Yeah, and girls. Obviously from girls, too. Yes. You should be very proud. I mean, you should. That's a compliment.
Is that him calling now?
Nikki.
Is that him calling now?
On one of the local lines?
We'll never know.
Well, hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi, it's Ryan.
No, this is not Ryan.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
How you doing, Ryan?
It's just some guy pretending to work it. Right. Hello.
No, that's not Ryan.
Get out of here. They're all fake Ryans.
Yes, of course they are.
Hi, this is Ryan.
And you know what? They have no hope. Welcome to Ryan's Hope. With Kate Mulgrew, who later was on the Starship Enterprise.
That's right. Now, incidentally, if you do, eventually get together and maybe start dating Ryan, don't tell anybody. Make sure you keep it a secret.
Bada-bing!
That was a knee slapper there.
And if you become friends with Ryan, eventually he'll be your buddy.
Buddy Ryan.
Buddy Ryan.
Oh, the great Buddy Ryan.
Okay, you don't know who Buddy Ryan is, right?
No.
What about Irene Ryan?
Baby.
No.
Nope.
Nolan Ryan. Yeah. Good one, Rob.
I've heard.
What do you think Nolan Ryan does?
I have no idea. I've just heard the name.
Okay. What band do you think he's in? Do you think that Nolan Ryan was in... let me give you a couple of options.
Oh, man.
Was Nolan Ryan in ZZ Top, Wang Chung, or Van Halen?
Van Halen?
Right.
Very good. Yes. Nolan Ryan, lead guitar for Van Halen.
I haven't heard the other two bands.
Mm-hmm. And... Well, what was the other name real fast? There was another Ryan.
This is totally wrong.
Buddy Ryan. Say,
when you get on there, make sure that you find out what his favorite music is. Find out what Ryan's song is.
Ryan's song. Just get that.
Here. I know.
Yeah. Okay, Buddy Ryan. Buddy, okay, one more for you. Come on now, good luck on this. Oh. Buddy Ryan, famous musician. Did he play... Did Buddy Ryan play with... they're laughing because the choices are so obvious. Mm-hmm. You should know this. Was Buddy Ryan in... Led Zeppelin.
Spandau Ballet.
Okay, obviously a bluff by Mike. So now you're pretty good. Or is it a bluff?
Exactly.
Led Zeppelin, Spandau Ballet, or Toto. Which group was Buddy Ryan in?
She looks around the room.
Come on. It's Zeppelin, or is Spandau Ballet, or Toto. Buddy Ryan. He's originally from Philadelphia.
Buddy Ryan.
His band played in Chicago for a while as well.
I have no idea.
Well, guess. You did good before.
Yeah.
You might shock the world.
Just pick one.
I want to go with Led Zeppelin, but I don't think it's it.
You go with your instincts, then.
Uh-huh. I'd say follow your instincts.
That's my gut.
Your gut is Led Zeppelin?
Oh, I'm sorry. Buddy Ryan was the lead singer of Spandau Ballet.
Spandau Ballet. I know you didn't. You should always trust me. Always trust me.
The bluff goes.
Come on
Mike.
Now.
All right, one more. Irene Ryan. That's the other name that I tossed out.
Mm-hmm.
Irene Ryan.
Rocker Irene.
Was she a singer in? Oh, here. Okay. Was she a singer in The Emotions? Was she in Diana Ross and the Supremes? Or was she in The Cranberries? Irene Ryan.
Diana Ross in The Supremes.
One of The Supremes.
Right.
You got it.
Well, that was an easy one. Give her a softball there.
All right, we are going to miss you. Come in tomorrow and tell us about the MySpace thing.
Jessica.
The face thing. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for the brownies and the seven-layer dip or whatever.
Yeah, thanks. Delicious.
Thank you.
I can't tell you how many times I loved rocking out to Buddy Ryan and Nolan Ryan and Irene Ryan.
Who could not love Irene Ryan?
Yeah, I see fish.
Where did our love go? A lot of Ryans in music.
Mm-hmm. I thought she was in Blondie.
That was your sister.
Debbie Ryan.
Oh, goddamn. That's good. Okay. Oh, I know. Coming up next.
Yes.
A guy who wants to find a woman to have sex with Bigfoot. Is that correct?
In a nutshell, basically.
Okay, pretty much. It's our 60-second interview.
There are a few significant details that might change the gist of that, but it's pretty accurate.
We're going to put 60 seconds on the big clock and see if we can make some radio magic with some jerk face who is trying to find a woman to have sex with Bigfoot.
Or a creature like Bigfoot.
Right, well...
Same
difference. Hold on, here we go.
Sleep with me.
Bigfoot researcher. Oh, and go to the webpage and really, go to our website on today's steaming log.
Yes.
At donandmikewebsite.com. You'll see a picture of, there he is, old Otto Spiewak.
Mm-hmm.
He's up there with three chicks from the bikini contest at Hooters last night.
It's not captioned, I'm second from the left.
Yes. Okay, here's the come on the guy said why Rob, super producer, booked him on the show.
Right.
Bigfoot researcher needs woman who looks like skunk ape.
Hmm.
Get out of my car, you skunk ape.
Well, you done come to the right place.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
It's too bad that we are closed for regular business hours.
That's true.
Because pretty much all the skunk apes have already left the building for the day.
Skunk apes have left. We've given our standard goodbye greeting to each and one of get her done.
We've clicked. We've grunted. And, okay, we'll talk to the guy who's looking for a woman who looks like a skunk ape.
Good. This weekend, check out the WJFK Skunk Apes. They'll be out in your neighborhood.
Get a t-shirt.
And if you're lucky, maybe you can give one of them an iced tea. Yes.
If our skunk ape looks at you that certain way, a TS is in your future.
Now, you know what TS is, right?
I do.
Yeah. But do you know?
No, I believe I do.
No, no, hold on. Do you know through experience?
No.
You,
no.
Good.
No.
Thank you, Buzz.
Just from our chatter on here recently.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for clarifying.
Oh, heavens,
that.
No.
Okay.
That's a different kind of seven
disgusting.
Way dip. That's a different kind of seven way dip.
Mm.
Okay. All that's making me just...
Skunk Ape.
In the mood for some TS. We'll be back with the Bigfoot guy. Yeah.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
This clip features Irene Ryan from The Supremes.
That Rooster fellow said he'd bring the money later.
How much they gonna pay you?
Well, he said that depends some on how much oil they could pump out.
Well, you must have mentioned some figure. What was it?
Now, Pearl, you know that old swamp went for a shut.
Kid Clampett, you got slickered and you're ashamed to admit it. That's just what I told him. Granny, how much they gonna pay him?
All right, I'll tell you. He said it runs somewhere between 25 and 100.
25 and 100?
I know it don't sound like much, but Mr. Brewster seems to set great store by the fact he's gonna pay me in some new kind of dollar.
That's Pearl, not Granny?
That ain't no new kind of dollar.
Granny was in there, though.
Hell, it's new to me. I've heard of gold dollars.
Didn't they refer to Granny? I heard Granny's voice.
I heard Granny.
What do you call him, Granny?
Hold on.
Million.
What?
Oh, she is there.
I mean, I pre-listened to the beginning of it. I heard them say Granny.
Don't hit.
He's back there.
Don't
busy. Hit. He's back there. I won't hit him, but he's back there busy writing a note. Pearl, who's Pearl?
Pearl's his cousin. Pearl.
Is that a really old?
That's the
early,
pilot.
That's the pilot.
Pilot episode with Bea Benaderet as Pearl.
Oh shit! The lady that was on Petticoat Junction.
Right.
Okay. Well, now back to the.
You can definitely hear Granny cut through because it's like.
Nyeh. Oh, sorry. Now that's the wrong tape.
That's the TikTok tape.
Yes.
Duh.
Dollars. $1 million.
Oh. The end.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Here you go. That one won't be making a trip to the new studio with us.
From the pilot episode, Don.
Let's see if Granny's in this one.
All right. Again, Granny.
Don't write me a note if she's not in it. Okay?
My hands
No notes. Because Irene Ryan, remember Jessica?
Yes. Irene Ryan said she's in The Supremes. We're just having a little fun, folks.
Into one whole heap of flour, stir two middling amounts of buttermilk, and add a smidgen of, I don't understand.
Well, it was mountain measurements. A smidgen is just a teensy little bit, just like that. Three smidgens makes one pinch. Four pinches equals one little bit. Four little bits equals
no
one.
No, Granny.
Amount.
That is Jed.
Equals one right
and Miss Hathaway.
Yeah.
Right smarts to make a whole heap.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, so she was in that tape somewhere.
Naked.
The woman right here singing Tenement Slum.
Irene Ryan.
It was Diana Ross, Mary Wilson, and Irene Ryan. Ladies and gentlemen, Diana, Mary, and Irene.
You think that I don't feel love?
Pinch hitting for Lou Brock.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Nice. What's he writing now?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I put him in an impossible situation where I tell him don't talk.
Right.
So he just writes.
I do not make you laugh.
From Motown to Yotown. It's an old DJ thing.
Yes.
It's an old DJ thing. From Motown to Utah.
Sure.
Rockabilly and the sound of Philly.
Can I tell you why I'm frustrated right now?
Why?
I need my Granny fix. We have tapes of Granny.
Yeah, I see fish.
Yes, we do.
We have any more tapes of Granny?
Yes, but we have tapes of Granny singing.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I was just going through our Beverly Hills.
What you cooking
tapes.
For supper, Granny? What you?
But we got the Bigfoot guy.
Yeah, this is true.
Although we've only allotted 60 seconds for him.
It's kind of related, really, if you read the story.
Kind of.
It's, you know.
There we go. Formerly of the Supremes, Irene Ryan.
What you're cooking for Biddle's Granny? What you're cooking for Biddle's Granny? What for supper? What do you got?
What do you got, honey?
Let me take a peek in my pocket.
Oh, dirty.
Not me.
Dirty Granny.
Okay, love child.
Dirty Granny.
Here we go. Bigfoot researcher needs woman who looks like skunk ape. Ladies, If you have the face of a skunk ape, a Bigfoot researcher in Florida wants to talk with you. He says he's tracking a lone male skunk ape who's been flashing at females on the side of the road.
I see.
He says a skunk ape's a creature described as a Bigfoot's smaller, smellier cousin.
Now he's going to choose the woman who is going to make love to Bigfoot, the skunk ape, by June 3rd. And the reason for that is because when Miss Skunk Ape is on her period, the odor is an aphrodisiac to the creature that he's trying to get laid.
Sure. Mm.
So he's going to find a woman having her period who looks like a skunk ape. Again, you know, it's too bad that our business offices close at 5:30.
No, I think this is going to be bigger than David Blaine.
Otherwise, we could have been all over this. This is more Irene Ryan.
Here we go. Skunk ape.
I paid my dollar.
And former Supreme.
All of the dancers are ready.
She looked great in the chiffon dress.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, as long as it's tight.
Put her hand out there for Stop in the Name of Love.
Yeah. Plus the wings. Yeah. Great eye makeup.
Okay, let's call this Bigfoot guy.
David Sheely.
He's ready for the call, right, Bobo?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess any women in our audience listening that think they might resemble a skunk, one of the first things we'd find out is what...
Skunk Ape Research, Dave Sheely speaking.
Dave, hi, it's the Don and Mike show. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being on our show.
Okay, yeah.
I'm Don, this is my buddy Mike.
How do, David?
How do, Mike, Don?
Hi, listen, the format for this particular avant-garde piece is the 60-second interview.
Where we try to get as much information from you as is humanly possible in 60 seconds.
Okay.
Let's start with a couple of parameters. Do you, in fact, really think that there is a male skunk ape, a Bigfoot, if you will, in Florida?
I know for a fact that there is, yes, more than one.
More than one.
Call it the skunk ape here in South Florida.
What does a skunk ape look like?
Skunk apes, approximately 6.5-7 feet tall, 250-300 pounds. Much like the great chimps, but actually a little taller than a chimp.
But a face of a chimp?
Yes.
Okay, and you're looking for a woman who looks like a monkey who's going to be having her period on June 3rd?
Well, we are having a skunk ape lookalike contest. That's
all right, let's put 60 seconds on the clock.
A skunk ape lookalike contest.
I think we're ready. Let's start the Inquisition, and here we go. How are you going to find the... It's less than flattering to say to a woman, you have a skunk ape face, and I'd like you to meet this guy on your period. How do you plan on meeting the women?
Well, we're throwing a party here on June the 3rd. I've got the High Times Band of the Week is going to be here playing, and I'm hoping it draws a crowd.
All right. So you're actually going to offer, like, food and drink to draw the women that look like skunk apes. What's the ideal size of a woman that you're looking for? Weight and height, I'm talking about.
Between 180 and 250 pounds.
180. What about height?
Height, approximately 6.5 feet. 6 foot's okay.
Wow. 6.5 feet. Now, what if you...
should be easy.
What if you found the dream ape woman, but she was under 6 feet tall?
That would be okay, as long as she was willing to go along. And...
Oh, man.
Sadly, we're out of time for the 60-second interview, but before we go, I do understand that you imitate the mating calls of the male skunk ape. Is that true, sir?
Well, I could do that for you, yes, sir. I am the Everglades expert on skunk apes.
Would you please?
I do know their behavior quite well.
We would consider it an honor and a privilege if you would grace our show with the mating call of the male skunk ape.
Okay. That's what it sounds like.
Man, I've been doing that for years.
Actually, if anybody would like to see a picture of a skunk ape, they can go to my website and check it out.
That's where the picture is?
That's correct. And if anybody wants to submit a picture...
Is there a picture of the skunk ape?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
It's...
I'm sorry, that's some CB interference we keep getting. Anyway, you were saying you're on MySpace?
No, I got it. It's skunkape.info. It's a website, and people can go to it and check them out. They are an endangered species that the state of Florida is becoming more aware of on a daily basis. In fact, we called for a travel advisory this week due to the mating season, but the governor's office was a little uncertain about it. They thought it might scare away potential tourists.
That Jeb Bush, he never believed in the skunk ape.
Also, doesn't Florida have, not that your problem is not important, but isn't there a problem with, like, fires down there because it's not raining and it's so dry in Florida?
That's right. It's the dry season right now, and lightning strikes are causing some fires here in the Everglades. They're all, right as of now, they've all been suppressed by the National Park Service.
I hope that that does not stop you from finding an ape woman having her period on June 3rd. Buzz is at your website now. Buzz, can
yes,
you...
I have it up, and I have his actual photo of a skunk ape.
Look cool. at that. Right there it is in the middle of the Everglades.
Hard to argue with that.
Right in the middle of the sawgrass.
Very well worth saving. Very
wow.
Yeah. How small is that picture?
That's just scary looking.
It's a little small.
Well, there's a lot. There's some footage out there. I was just on the Travel Channel. I'll be on the Learning Channel.
Wow.
We've got 7 minutes of video, this thing feeding in an open marsh.
Do the skunk apes ever travel into, like, populated areas, sir?
Occasionally into the suburbs, but not into the main part of the city. They turn and go back.
We have violated the prime
way over time.
Just too interesting.
Just know this, that there are tons of women who fit your standards that work in this building.
If only we could give them free airfare.
Send me a picture. Maybe they can win, and maybe we'll fly them out.
All right.
Okay, well, we'll go to the sales meeting tomorrow morning and see what's happening. Until next time, thanks for being on the show. And, you know, our time is your time, and I hope that, you know, all your time's a good time.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now. I believe it. Wow.
Irene Ryan from the Supremes.
Yes. She had the face of a skunk ape. Not the height and weight, though.
You believe the guy?
Not a chance.
See the picture on the website? And the picture of the ape is it's so tiny.
Gentlemen, I've spent more time in Florida than anybody on this show, and I will tell you right now, I believe him.
I think it's your neighbors.
He's been featured in The Sun and in The Inquirer and on The Daily Show. There's your credibility.
And on The Daily Show, yeah. I'm sure they treated him with respect.
Exactly.
They didn't send out one of those.
And he has a checklist of stuff you should take with you if you're going skunk ape hunting. And he doesn't want you to hurt the creature, so you take binoculars, cameras, things like that. But he recommends you take 2 pounds of dry lima beans. Because apparently the skunk apes love the lima beans.
I will be doing that next Christmas. I will look for the skunk ape.
Thank you.
I promise you. And if I'm going to bring my camera, too, with the real big lens on it.
I bet she's living in the complex next door to you.
You think so?
Think so.
Well, somebody just moved out. Maybe the skunk apes moved in.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to
pitcher.
His people.
Pitcher.
He made it up.
I like it when you speak in fragments. Liked him, except for pitcher.
Pitcher. That's what he said. Pitcher.
He said pitcher.
If you're going to be like David Sheely, Don, get it wrong.
Me no like him. Me think he carny.
Me think naturalist. Me think environmentalist. Me think zoologist.
You're full of crap.
Me like. Me want to see skunk ape.
Of course. Think skunk ape drives a hybrid. I'm just trying to bring the whole show all the way
back
around.
Together. Full circle.
Skunk ape!
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Did we open up this thing?
Yeah.
Are we open? What are your lead stories on your news and comments show tonight, Buzz?
Tonight, more brain damage for Keith Richards. The latest unpopularity polls are in. And X-Lax, it's not just for kids anymore.
Hold on. You're goddamn right.
Oh, stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
No need for X-Lax here.
It smells like dry lima beans.
That was very...
professional.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, an update for you here.
Radio at the lowest price possible, consistent with quality. The Don and Mike Show.
Jessica Rabbit Stalker is on the phone.
Ryan?
Yep. We're going to push him till tomorrow.
Good.
So we'll get right to Buzz's news and comments. See, Buzz?
Yeah.
Somebody likes you.
Nice.
Time for Buzz's news brought to you by Head On. Head-On products available without a prescription at retailers nationwide. Try Head-On today. And now here's a guy. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there.
If you live to be 100...
Hold on. What are you doing?
I bumped it.
Clumsy.
I am, but no.
Sexually clumsy.
I didn't bump it that way.
Clumsy in the studio, clumsy in the bedroom.
Emotionally clumsy.
But my God, those big hands. Anyway, those big fumbling hands.
Suppose you were saying before, the music just kind of
abruptly
stopped.
Ended.
Stop.
Sorry, Don.
I was saying that if you live to be 100 or even as old as Mick Jagger, did you ever think you'd hear the Rolling Stones say that Keith Richards doesn't have brain damage? There have been some newspaper reports that he does have new brain damage after a vacation accident in Fiji.
That's poppy. It's poppy cock, Mick. I was climbing a palm tree, and I fell out, and they drew the hole in my head.
Hey, this is Keith Richards. This is Donna Mike.
And they drew the hole in my head and blood spurted.
That may be a valuable tape. Yeah. After the accident, news reports said there would be surgery, but the band issued a statement saying surgery was unnecessary. It was just a concussion. Now that Keith has had the surgery, the band is denying that there have been two surgeries since the accident. Because there are also reports that, along with the reports that you heard, doctors have reportedly said that his brain, part of his brain, had collapsed, and that there's a chance
part of his brain had collapsed.
Chance he might be paralyzed. There are even conflicting reports about, points for Donnie, the nature of the accident. Some say Keith fell out of a coconut tree while fetching the fruit with Ronnie Wood.
Well, that's bananas.
That's not true.
Now, we're also hearing it was a watercraft accident.
On me jet ski, and I hit a dock. I ran into the dock, Mick.
And speaking of skulls...
What, Buzz?
What? Skulls! We're drilling a hole in Keith Richards' brain.
I know. Good luck.
You can't seem to get through.
Oh, look. Chocolatey nougat.
I knew it. Speaking of skulls, perhaps you heard about Bush and Kerry.
We were speaking of skulls.
We were, exactly. Keith Richards' skull.
I was thinking gang.
Ah.
Because, you know, that's me. I'm Mr. G-A-N-G.
I know.
Skulls, bloods.
Right.
Crips. Well, maybe you've heard about Bush and Kerry belonging...
And that's where I'm out, incidentally.
Yeah, do.
When it comes to gangs.
Yes, we are tragically W.
Hi. White.
What school do you go to? Speaking of skulls, maybe you've heard about Bush and Kerry belonging to the same secret society, club out of Yale called Skull and Bones.
Yes. I don't think you had to say, speaking of skulls, like the third time in a row.
Yeah, I debated that, but it all kind of tied together. So just
I know,
trying
but
to...
you've said it already a couple times, and we've already jumped in with our stupid stuff, so...
Right.
Anyway, but speaking of skulls...
Maybe you've heard about Bush and Kerry belonging to the same secret society, the little club out of Yale called Skull and Bones.
What were we talking about?
Skulls.
Oh.
It's true. When George Bush...
You ever been vacationing there? Skull Island?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
Got a monkey. Talk about a big horny monkey.
Yeah. Hey, the monkey doesn't scare me as much as the residents of Skull Island. Those native people that are really, really scary. Remember that with the, you know, with all the greasy hair?
Yeah.
Remember the ones you see at the beginning of King Kong?
The Jack Black King Kong?
Yes.
Didn't see it. Didn't see it.
Sorry. Speaking of skulls.
Well, it's true about Bush and Kerry belonging to this secret society. Yes?
Speaking of skulls.
Yes?
My skull. That was my skull.
So wasted.
I'm so wasted.
Now listen, what the... Skulls.
Yes.
Skull
and Bones, Yale University. Secret Society, Skull and Bones. And it's true that Bush and Kerry belong, and when George Bush Sr. went to Yale, he was in it too.
You're going
to
like this story.
And because you will. And because it's a secret society, there's not a lot we know about it.
What, numbskull?
There's been a lot of speculation, however. And today, you can add this to what little we know about Skull and Bones.
Okay.
The president's grandfather, Prescott Bush, dug up the grave of the great Indian leader Geronimo when he and some other chaps were stationed at Fort Sill, Oklahoma.
Don Geronimo.
The skull, Geronimo's skull, now resides in a tomb owned by the secret society Skull and Bones.
As proved by me on the show.
All of this.
Working without a skull. I'm like Keith Richards. I've got a big hole in my head. Why we did it yesterday? How empty my head is.
Yeah. My brain's collapsed.
And all of this information about George Bush's grandfather and digging up Geronimo, all of this according to a Yale historian who says the group's initiation rite includes kissing Geronimo's skull.
Go on, kiss it.
Geronimo's skull, kiss it. That's right.
Kiss, is that it?
Kiss it. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Mulder and Scully?
And
Scully!
Scully!
Scully! Mulder. Scully. Mulder. Scully.
Sculler. Sculler.
Sculler. Sculler.
And our little brain of the
you
day.
You bet I did.
Mm-hmm. What?
I hardly knew her.
Skull effer.
That's it.
Yeah. Our little brain of the day, something I'll have to tell you during the break. Our little brain of the day award goes to the person who threw the president's travel plans into the trash unshredded.
Just people.
Imagine if one of Osama's boys had found those plans. Fortunately, sanitation worker Randy Hopkins isn't one of Osama's boys, but he is one dumbfounded American after finding the document Tuesday, just hours before the president left on that trip.
You think Osama sits around like Elvis? My boy, my boy.
Hey, look, Osama. It's George W. Robert Goulet.
Boom. Osama shoots out the TV.
My boy, my boy.
My boy, my boy.
These travel plans look found...
Jack, look at that skull. Hey, they're singing my songs on American Idol.
Very, very exciting.
The travel plans found by sanitation worker Randy Hopkins outlined minute by minute the locations and vehicles to be occupied by the President of the United States. It even pinpointed the backup vehicles. And even though he's an ex-con, Randy knew it was his duty to talk about what he'd found. Quoting Citizen Randy, "We're going through a war, and if it fell into the wrong hands at the right time, it would have been something really messy."
I will forgive you of all your crimes for finding that. That is a good job. You are a good janitor.
What do you call that, what you're giving him?
A pardon. He gets a pardon from the president right before my biopsy.
Who's the guy who's the announcer on Saturday Night Live?
You mean Don Pardo. That's right, and your favorite show.
That.
Pardon the interruption. PTI.
Let's hope the HBO sitcom about the Iraq War is more popular than the war. 56% of us think we should have never gone there now, and when compared to Vietnam 3 years into it, the Iraq War is much less popular, according to polls, even without the big protests on college campuses. And in spite of a body count that's less than a tenth of what it was 3 years into Vietnam, back then 12% of Americans had no opinion about Nam. Today only 1% of us have no opinion about Iraq.
This is not my comment about your next step, because I don't think you are here. I think you're presenting the news.
Not yet.
Really. But don't you think that back in, what was Vietnam, 68, 69, yeah. 70, back then, we were just learning how to yell back at the man.
I think you're right.
I mean,
a lot of things are different.
I think if there was media coverage, mm-hmm. like Watergate, like there is now with Clinton getting a BJ,
yeah.
I mean, everything's different now. Back then, we still lived in that goddamn world where, like, they kept the secrets about JFK banging chicks.
You're right. Just a few years out of that, and it was still happening where it was a big deal to show war footage.
I mean, it's been said that comparing these figures is like comparing apples and oranges.
I don't think so. I think if you made the level of sophistication that we have to complain now,
right,
along with the media coverage that we have, people probably would have been more pissed about Vietnam than they are about Iraq.
If you had the same coverage, we wouldn't have stayed in Vietnam as long as we did.
That was the point I was trying to make.
And I mean, all that crap would have happened, with LBJ not running again, and that would have happened a lot earlier because people would have seen it. It was a big deal when they put the war in Vietnam on TV. Yeah. I think it was Walter Cronkite who did that.
And I remember seeing Dan Rather on TV, too, when I was a kid over there, like with one of those old G.I. Joe helmets on, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I'm over here, and I got to tell you something, Walter. It sucks ass, despite what Nixon says.
Right. If you go back to WW2, you'd go to the movies and see, like, newsreels. That's how they get the information out about the war, and it was completely censored and propagandized, and that's what they showed.
And while we're talking about popularity, President Bush has just fallen to a new low of 31%.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
The latest CBS New York Times poll shows that 68% of us think the U.S. is worse off today than it was before he was elected.
Pardon me.
His ratings are better than our ratings.
Yes, well, there's always that. And in the war at home over immigration, a cell phone company has found out you can't unring a ringtone That's our story when we return.
The answer is LBJ.
LBJ.
Is there an echo in the room? LBJ.
What are the questions?
There's only one.
Oh.
What's the question?
What do you pay a Mexican hooker for?
LBJ.
I will take LBJ.
I like that one.
Thank you.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Are you here all week?
Well, I'm here at least through tomorrow.
Very good.
I make that commitment to you to work a four-day week.
Hey, you are in fuego.
Buzz, what's next?
Unrigging a ringtone.
Gotcha. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Your round trip ticket to happiness. Don and Mike.
Right here from D.C., the Blackbird. Smoother than a baby's ass. That's so good.
Yeah.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Oh, here's an I don't like Tom Cruise very much update.
Blackbirds.
Oh, they're there now.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Smooth. Baby's ass.
According to a new USA Today Gallup poll, just 35% of the adults surveyed during Mission Impossible 3's opening weekend have a favorable opinion of him.
Let's take another poll to see how many people give a rat's ass about the poll.
51% have an unfavorable opinion of him.
Oh, are we back to the fight about Tom Cruise?
Yeah, this just came in and I was excited about it because I see that I'm not alone in not being terribly fond of Tom Cruise.
I'm not saying that people aren't fond of him, but I'm saying, I think when we had our discussion the other day, right. I brought up the...
Are you in favor? Are you, like, positive? Are you a fan?
I don't think people are not seeing the movie because they think he's nutty because he jumped on Oprah's couch. They're not seeing the movie because it's not very good.
Right.
I mean, if the movie was good, they would go. Mm-hmm. What I brought up the other day with Buzz, which he's referencing, is the thing that I read in Entertainment Weekly, where Fox, 20th Century Fox, put out a press release saying that people were actually cheering when Tom Cruise is getting the crap beat out of him. And I said to him, I don't think people hate Tom Cruise that much. I mean, it's like, he's not a kid toucher. He's not going to be on Dateline tonight. Oh, which reminds me, Chris Hansen called, and we didn't have time to get him on today.
Yeah.
He called to say it's a dynamite episode tonight.
Oh, good.
Of the Kid Toucher show. Maybe the best one ever. He said, watch for the guy in the white shirt who stumbles on the way out. Stumbles on the way out of the townhouse.
Very good.
Make sure you watch it.
Yeah, so anyway, he called in at some point, and, you know, we were reading, like, the gay letters, and I guess...
Make sure you tell everyone, and I don't like Tom Cruise.
I guess John said that, you know, he called up and he said, hey, are Don and Mike available? I'd like to see if we could hype up the Dateline tonight.
Yeah.
And he said something, no, they're too busy reading their gay confession letters right now.
Letters. So we'll be on next week.
Then. But we do want to just give him a plug. And Chris Hansen, the great Dateline NBC Catching a Predator series on again. It's against American Idol, but the second half hour is always decent.
He is a broadcast journalist par excellence.
Doing a good job.
So check that out. And Buzz, who knows? But I don't think people didn't go to the movies because they hate Tom Cruise.
No, I love him. Really, what's the big deal about it? I mean, why is it people don't like him? I love him. I don't like him. I love him.
He's not like my other favorite Tom, who I know people don't like. And that's why he can't get work. Tom Sizemore. The Wizinator.
Another man I love.
He just had a movie out on video.
Remember the good days when they were all hot and we loved them and it was the three Toms?
Mm-hmm. Sizemore.
Arnold.
Tom Arnold.
And Cruise.
Four. Selleck.
Well, that's you, Buzz.
It's three.
Well, I suppose it is.
I'm with you again, but let's play a little game right now, Buzz. Uh-huh.
Yes.
This is between me and you.
Yes.
What were the names of Higgins' dog, thought Magnum P.I.?
Oh.
This is just for Buzz.
I wouldn't know. I don't remember. Zeus and the other one. Zeus was one of them.
Was that Apollo?
Apollo. There you go.
Apollo.
Yes.
Higgins.
What about Tom Smothers?
He's my Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Yo-Yo Man.
Tom Smothers.
Yo-Yo Man.
Hey, Tom Smothers. I much prefer Dick.
I know.
And let's isolate
that.
Let's
end it there.
There we go.
That's it. In the war at home over immigration, a cell phone company has found out you cannot unring a ringtone. Singular is taking some south-of-the-border-style heat after selling a ringtone that sings a song of racism.
La Migra includes La Migra includes a police siren and a guy with a redneck accent saying, "I repeato, put the oranges down and step away from the telefono. I'm deporting you back home." Oh,
wow.
After outrage from Brownsville, Texas to Washington, D.C., the ringtone was gone by the close of business yesterday. Once a reporter played the ringtone for a singular spokesman, his response was, "Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, dear.
We deeply regret and apologize."
Yes, that executive is Mr. Rob Stewart.
Oh, my goodness. At a TV commercial about... I'm thinking about LBJ now. At a TV commercial about...
LBJ. How much for LBJ?
LBJ.
2 pesos.
A TV commercial about inclusiveness is being excluded from the airwaves. A commercial by the United Church of Christ, which we've seen on CNN, has been banned by ABC, Fox, CBS, and NBC. The commercial shows the hand of a white man pushing a button that ejects people out of their church pews.
Tell you what, he's got some passion.
The who?
Christ.
I've heard that. Mm-hmm. They made a movie about it. The first to be ejected from their pew in this commercial is...
The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you!
The first to be ejected in the commercial is a black mother, then a gay couple,
a great day for a newscast.
Then a guy who looks Middle Eastern, and then a disabled old woman. The ad makes the point that while some churches exclude people because of who they are or what they have done, the church founded by the Puritans who came to this country like to include everyone. Even the Gay Channel logo refuses to carry the ad. It says it won't carry ads that disparage other religions.
That's Logo, and you know why they call it Logo, Buzz.
Logo. I think I do.
Oh, hold on.
Stay away from the Logo.
We're back to this again. This has nothing to do with what Buzz was talking about.
It has everything to do with
it. It's just like...
X-Lax, it's not just for kids anymore. I'll tell you about it when we return.
Thank you, Buzz. Be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Princes of Peace. Don and Mike.
There he is right now. Even though I fight him tooth and nail about Tom Cruise.
I know.
About neck stepping and his love of reading his cards. I know that you love Blue Suede. Isn't this one of your favorites?
I enjoy this record.
Oh, it's not one of your favorites?
I wouldn't say it's one of my favorites.
I thought when I played it before, you've perked up.
Well, sure.
Oh, all right, well, never mind. Screw you.
Sorry.
Screw you.
But I appreciate the thought.
Screw you and actually, screw your Tom Cruise poll, too.
I liked the original by the association.
All right, I'll go find out right now. And that's under F for faggot.
Yeah, this version so much more hetero. If your ecstasy...
I love it when you sass back.
Sass.
I love it when you sass back. Be a love and sass back a little bit.
I will. Hey, if your ecstasy comes in a pill, here's an interesting study. Ecstasy, less deadly than alcohol, according to a scientist who advises the British government on drug safety.
Preposterous.
He says 22,000 people died alcohol-related deaths in the UK last year, and that only 10 died after taking X. He says there were 10,000 alcohol-related assaults last year. No assaults linked to ecstasy. Quoting the scientist, why is ecstasy illegal when alcohol, a considerably more harmful drug, is not?
So you say.
He's asked the same about marijuana.
Can't spell assault without ass.
That's right. Finally, X-Lax, funny till someone gets arrested. In Hot Springs, Arkansas, two students have been charged with misdemeanors and to be tried as adults after putting the laxative into the teacher's iced tea. Two other scientists may also be charged and fined up to $1,500. Two teachers suffered cramps after the prank. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No.
That's it.
Really?
Where are we? At the mark.
Huh.
A lot of time.
Very good.
Do I just feel the need to linger just for a second more?
Rob's saying, please don't.
We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. And tomorrow, a very special Mother's Day game that we're going to be playing. And the last thing I'll mention is that before Friday, before Mother's Day, we've got to make sure that we do get all of the elements
the Throw Mama from the Train,
right?
Jimmy Dean IOU,
yes,
and also Mommy Dearest.
Mommy Dearest, the best.
Yay. So we can do our Mother's Day tribute. We'll be back tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 All right, and you.
Don't forget to vote for American Idol.
All right.
I'll make a plate for you.
When we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Brian's right. I mean, certainly the love between a man and a woman should be sacred, but...
Who's talking about love? We're talking about marriage.
Well, don't you love Mom?
Come on, Lois, look at her.
So two straight people who hate each other have more of a right to be together than two gay people who love each other?
That's what we raised you to believe.
Oh, my God, I've made a terrible mistake. I've been brainwashed like Elizabeth Smart.
It's so wonderful having her home again. She's brought music back into the house, playing songs on the harp. Of course, most of them are about rape, but it's still nice.